Hey, what's poppin'? We are working our way into the weekend, if you can tell the days apart. Yep, it's the Friday show. And we've got some exciting guests today. ML Elric was at the state capitol.
I know that guy.
At the protest. And we'll have some first-hand reporting from Elric. And then, before Elric, we're going to take you back. The Mega Man! I got an email from Mega Man. His ears were burning. I don't know if his ears were really burning or if he got a few emails or texts about it, the conversation on the show. But he wants to talk and take us back. And
you going to talk about his fight with Larry Sorensen? Should we get Larry on at the same time? I don't know.
That'd be kind of fun, actually. Mega's not real happy with Larry.
No, Larry.
Really?
I mean, you'd think it'd be the other way. Well, I mean, it is the other way around. Larry, well, I'll let Mega Man tell the story.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Because only Mega Man can tell the story in that Mega Man way.
It's the only one that can take us back.
But it was fun talking to him. Death Wish Coffee is the world's strongest coffee. It's a serious brew that will punch you in the face with double the caffeine of your typical cup of coffee. If you can't take it, if you're soft, do not drink Death Wish Coffee. Cold brew, if you like that, packs 300 milligrams of caffeine. If you can handle it. I mean, if you're a pussy, don't even try it. You can get this badassery all over Metro Detroit in your favorite grocery stores. Death Wish Coffee. Get it online. DeathWishCoffee.com/Drew. That's DeathWishCoffee.com/Drew. For access to all the coffee products and the merch. And then, of course, include the promo code Drew15 at checkout to save 15% on your entire order. Death Wish.
Yummy.
Coffee. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. I thought maybe emergency services wasn't in here.
Oh, no. They should be in there.
I'm keeping track.
Mm-hmm.
We almost missed Dr. Roche yesterday somehow.
People are going to need emergency services.
I'm afraid they will.
I know. It sucks.
I might need emergency services, too, because I was just listening to Richard Marx's podcast.
Oh, how soft. No Death Wish coffee there. It's way too soft. He'd have a heart attack.
Oh, my God. He does it with his lovely wife, Daisy Fuentes.
Oh, ooh, I'm half in.
And he's a lot.
Husband and wife podcast teams.
I know. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Boring.
It's really bad. I mean, if somebody can do it and not be just completely smarmy, I have to give him credit.
What's worse, that or like Tom Tabak with Mike Tabak show, Father and Son? Or Daddy-Daughter podcast. Those are pretty awful, too.
Aw.
Let's see. The Tabaks, they're so in this weird zone. They're entertaining in the most fucked up way. I can't even describe it. I mean, it's so commercialized, it's so oversold that you have to be amused. I mean, I can't wait to hear if there's yet another commercial.
This is pretty amazing.
The audacity is just incredible.
You run a business with your son. You couldn't even find another grown man to go into business with.
So today at the protest, by the way, of course, lots of guns and a noose.
Yeah, but I would like to point out, so there was one joker with a noose, and it was around a Barbie doll, a nude Barbie doll.
All Barbie dolls are nude, by the way.
But most people
around my house, there.
Most people just hear, "There's a noose." There was a noose.
Sure, but it is interesting that the other protesters told that guy to knock it off and get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, I've been thinking that
that's what led to the scuffle. That was the scuffle up there.
They need some protesting 101 education because their point is being completely lost. There are a lot of people who agree that the stay-at-home thing is overwrought or it goes on too long or it's too strict. So they have a lot of people in their corner, but they blow it every time because people go, why are they carrying guns? Hey, there's a noose. Hey, there's a Confederate flag.
Would wearing masks help their argument?
Yes.
Yeah. I kind of think so, too.
Well, it's just a distraction to say, and Trudy, you so nailed it yesterday that Whitmer was doing,
well, I guess we're going to have to extend the lockup because of people aren't wearing masks.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to stay after school because that one bad person.
And honestly, I think she was taunting those on the other side a little bit with that one.
Yeah.
We have a protester.
Because if we have to stay at home extra time because of that protest, 250 people.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty silly. Wisconsin. Man.
I take directions from one person under protest.
What a blowout in Wisconsin.
I know. Oh boy. Well, I'm glad they're testing the waters rather than us.
Well, that's mostly 20 somethings, I assume. I didn't really have done more research on it.
On CBS this morning, they showed, you know, one of the bars. So what happened in Wisconsin is the Supreme Court there said, you know what, governor's order, unconstitutional based on the state constitution. So bars can open immediately with zero restrictions, social distancing, all that. So they were showing clips of some of the bars. The bartender was wearing a state hat, Michigan state hat. I don't know what it means. I was just like, I'm in the hat.
So, you're in the cult, bro.
But yeah. But the bars were packed.
Oh yeah, everybody wants to get out. They got cabin fever.
Do they? Does everybody really want to get out?
Yeah, I think a lot of people that age. Sure, absolutely. Okay. I'm sure they were dying to go out. It was like party, and unfortunately, because of the argument, you know, I'm right. There isn't at all discussion about, hey, you know what? If this thing goes against the state, let's be cautious in what we do. And oh, the music just stopped.
Wow, Brandon into that celebration pretty hard.
It's so hard to fade pots over here when you're not actually using pots. I apologize.
Oh, I thought that was the sound of me bumming the party out by saying, you know, couldn't we be a little cautious about bunching up and having overcrowded bars and things? I mean, wouldn't that have been the way to approach it? But of course, no, it didn't.
Exactly.
But I saw mostly younger people, and younger people, people get mad every time I say this, but they're not at terrible risk. If you're not compromised, and if you are compromised, if you have diabetes, if you're over a certain age, if you have some medical issues, then you shouldn't be at the bar in the first place. You should already
nice
be saying,
attitude.
No matter what happens out there, I got to watch my ass. And we've really done a pretty poor job of doing that, unfortunately, especially with older people,
yeah,
as have many other countries, most countries. But the thing today that I found most interesting, I was looking for ML's story about the protest, and I saw that the lead story was the police departments or county sheriffs, etc., who were saying that we're not going to enforce this.
Yeah.
Some of the stay-at-home orders. In other words, you know, like I would have expected the guy in Owosso to say, or whoever's over Owosso to say, we're not going to arrest him. Well, they didn't arrest him.
No.
Actually, his license was taken away.
Mm-hmm. There's another barber in New York who became New York State, who became a cause celeb a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Just tested positive for COVID-19.
How long has he been open?
You know what? I don't know.
That dude's dying ASAP.
Well, that's just great.
It kind of hurts the cause.
Did he have a lot of people protesting in front of his barbershop?
I don't know. I'll have to find the story.
This plague doesn't scare me.
Well, but, you know, the idea that, honestly, that this guy in Owosso cutting 12, 15 people's hair a day with a mask on, that he is more dangerous than the auto plants opening up or the meatpacking plants that are open. Give me a fucking break.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Carl, good to see you.
It just shows that we're not going to do anything we're asked to do. So let's just open everything up, and why not?
Does Carl feel like he's everyone's hero, though, now? I mean, he didn't really seem to be going for that, but now he's sort of like their, like, chosen hero.
Trudy, I think he's getting off a little bit.
Really?
I don't think he expected to. I don't think he wants to, but I think he is getting off on a little bit.
Oh, he's telling everybody his story and his other stories.
Did anyone order a hero?
But it's his
That's how he should answer the phone.
It's his anti-hero look and sort of his way that I think makes him more of a hero. Because he's not openly getting off, but I think privately he's at least 5'8". It's just my feeling, personally.
Well, that's pretty good at his age, right?
I bet. He's 77. Okay, so... I kept reading today and yesterday too about all, you know, these Facebook pages being shut down because people are threatening violence against Gretchen Whitmer.
Okay.
Are we so, have death threats just become so commonplace that even when they're against a governor, no one arrests the people making them?
Drew, you've been threatening Trudy's life for at least 2 decades that I know of. You've told her multiple times.
Trudy, I'm going to kill you. I'll tell you again. I'm going to kill you. Come and get me.
Because my door is open, man.
That's free speech. Well, no, we've talked about this before, though. The law is written differently if you're a public official.
Yeah, I mean, I always felt, and this is ridiculous, but recently I felt that, oh, yeah, you can issue death threats to anyone as long as it's not a government person. Nobody cares, because when people do it to Trump, they do go after
him. That's how the law's written, yeah.
I'd kill you if I had my gun.
Well, I don't think the law is written that, you know, you can threaten death to anyone and it's no big deal. I mean, certainly.
Free speech!
Someone, if everyone wasn't doing it, this would be taken, they would at least take a look at it and be concerned, especially if it's an ex-wife or an ex-husband. But in this case, it's the governor of Michigan.
Yeah.
Whether you like her or not, these fucking morons threatening her, threatening to kill her, or, you know.
Are they threatening to kill her? Well, they're
threatening violence. I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to beat her up. But. You know, it just seems like, shut the pages down. And, it's okay to do it.
Nothing proves someone's point more than, I'm going to beat you up. What?
You better shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
Oh, man.
I know. It's, oh, boy. Mackinac Bridgewalk's been canceled, so I've my day is open now.
Sad.
On Labor Day. Who's going to do that?
It's a big charity thing. I know people that have done it.
Oh, I'm pretty sure my in-laws do it every year.
Yeah, mine too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really? Yeah, my in-laws are from the UP.
You're related to people that do the Mackinac. That's wild.
By marriage, both of us.
I know.
You think Al's
the Highland Games
that
are canceled, too.
No.
What, the Highland Games?
Yeah.
Who's going to toss a, what do they call it, caber?
A caber. No caber toss.
I hate to act silly about this because I don't care about the Mackinac Walk. I've really never been on it. I did not plan to do it. Yeah, I know. It's going to surprise some people. But couldn't they do the Mackinac Walk if it was considered really important, or if the governor wanted to show that, hey, you know what?
Yes.
We can go on.
Yes.
And you could distance people properly.
Yes,
you could release a group to go, to walk, and then wait 20 seconds and release the next group. I mean, wouldn't that be a better way of doing it?
I think part of it, though, well, I don't know. I mean, it depends who's doing it, is that you get together afterwards for a couple drinks and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
So. They just, but more importantly, I don't think they want the imagery of people gathering.
What if the image was of people gathering responsibly? It's the governor's thing. Oh, Doesn't the governor do it every time?
I'm with you. Yeah. Well, only when it benefits whoever the governor is at the time.
Did Engler do it?
Huh?
Did Engler do it?
Yeah, Engler did it. Hey. I absolutely. Yeah, I don't know that he didn't Rosie Ruiz it, but which would be hard to do. On a bridge.
Yeah, halfway through the bridge and just pops out at the end. What a great reference, though.
Hey, as you guys know.
Ryan on Facebook Live says if they did the Mackinac Walk, but everyone was 6 feet apart, that stupid walk would take 4 days.
It would take a long time.
So maybe that's the other issue.
It's just so easy to cancel everything. Our original studio sponsor and our sponsor, DealsInAD.com, is now open and honored to help with all your automotive needs. They just sent somebody there yesterday who needs a car and was looking for a phone number, which I do have. Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Toyota consider themselves social distancing and disinfecting experts. The showrooms are closed, but they're still working out this VIP pickup and delivery process, taking your old POS car, that death trap, and replacing it with a beautiful new car, which you would be leasing or buying from one of the Zot operators, Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, and Zot Toyota. And don't think they don't have some hellacious deals for you right now. In fact, some that would enable you to skip a few payments, which sounds pretty good right now. And 84 months interest-free? That seems hard to believe. I didn't realize you could stretch a car up for 84 months. It's a long time to pay for a car. But some people do it. I've known a few females in my time who felt that the real cost of something was the monthly payment. Not how long the payment was, not how much you were actually paying, not how much interest you paid, but what's the monthly payment?
Wait, why specifically a few females that you know?
because I thought it was, I determined that it was kind of a female thing because I just knew two older girlfriends. I mean, going way back.
I don't know if that reflects more on you or them.
I think on them. I mean, those are the only two people I knew that felt that
what
way.
What up, Claire?
That the monthly payment was the only thing that mattered. Didn't matter how long it was. Didn't matter how much interest you paid. It was just, hey, I can make the monthly payment. And maybe I'm too anal about wanting to know all those things, but nonetheless, zero due leases for under $200 a month. Plus, right now, while several dealerships are still closed, all Zot dealerships can help renew your lease or help get you out of your lease early with no penalties. Check it out. Go to dealsinad.com. And, oh, the phone number. Yeah.
218 right now on Facebook, so.
Oh, really? Well, that's
better. Yeah,
there
you go.
That's better. Let's see. Where is it?
Phone number for Zot?
No, it's a phone number for Anthony, 248. You know, why don't I just take the time to write it down right now then go through this every day? Like DavidHallMortgage.com.
555-5555.
Call Anthony. Anthony's in charge of sales, so he'll point you in the right direction. And mention Bentley if you want to get help from Jim. I'm sure Jim could use the waived commission. 248-215-5151. And Bentley, I heard he is still waiving commissions.
Oh, that's nice of him.
He's not as happy about it as Maz. Some people are saying too that Maz, some of those commissions really weren't waived. I don't know what to do with that.
That's crazy. But,
Maz, by the way, has anybody heard anything more from Maz about the anger over the Kyle Bogey flirtation?
That was solely directed to you via text.
No one else? Is there nothing in Twitter?
I haven't seen anything on Twitter.
Are the Drew and Mike fans popping off?
I don't know. Are people popping off? I mean, I guess they're mad. I don't know. Maybe they're not mad.
Mother effer.
If you remember, we did talk about him having a show. And I said, well, Tom, you got to, make a circle, make a pie for what you want to do.
A clock.
Yeah. And, ML and Charlie did this without me asking them to do it. They were ML very anal about how... He wants his show to be.
That's why I started laughing, yeah.
Yeah, he has a plan.
Damn.
And he's got the screaming protester, by the way. The guy was screaming at those two cops that were standing there.
Yeah, Brian.
Who's got that guy?
Yeah, he's got Brian, that guy on,
who I guess was very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, nice guy. I don't agree with a lot of his beliefs and thoughts, but he's a nice guy.
So, anyway, when we talked about that business of planning a show, and, you think about advertisers, the only planning he did was during our show. He drew a circle and he started to make pies, and that devolved into, I think, drawing Minnesota Vikings logos. So
maybe that's the show.
I think he wants to do. He would like to do the rap with Maz one extra day here.
Oh,
but the rap with Maz. I'm not sure what the rap with Maz is. It's just Tom doing what he feels like doing, right?
Well, I know what it is, and
engineering.
It isn't a show with you on it.
Yeah, and I'm not being fussy about it, I'm just saying, he chose to do a show there where apparently they don't require any sort of plan or, advance work.
My elbow.
Aaron on Facebook said Maz's plan equals winging it.
That's okay. He likes to wing it. But we're not really crazy about wing it shows over here. We're trying to get shows that get people talking.
Believe it or not, a lot actually goes into this sometimes.
Yeah, it does. And a lot goes into the other shows, too. Those guys work hard. And Eli and Denny and Bob is an amazing prepper. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he does.
So what do we have for a
short
fuse?
Twitter, too, these days.
Yeah, you're right.
He does have a short fuse.
Yeah, hey, Bob. New episode, by the way, with Jim Abbott.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
There's a Michigan guy.
Love Abbott.
Bob is a guy who I'm not sure he gets the nuance of Twitter yet.
I don't think he gets it quite yet either.
I don't think he cares.
No, he doesn't. That's the beauty of that show, though. Those guys don't care. They really don't.
No,
so they spill a lot of stuff that you wouldn't normally, if they were in the middle of a career.
By the way, Mega Man got back to me. He will be Zooming in.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm psyched to see him.
Keep Facebook going on for Mega Man.
Ike, the Mega Man, played football with Kirk Gibson.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew he played at State. He was a defensive player.
There was crossover there. So, is that a Brandon bloop?
Yeah, that was.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, the Hall Financial Hotline will be very active today. You probably ought to activate it right now because the Mega Man will be taking us back momentarily, and then ML Elric will be talking about the protest he attended today. And Hall Financial would love to save you money on a refi. If you haven't refinanced in the last year, they say it's worth calling. Now, that's really weird to think that you would have refinanced 16 months ago and it would be worth looking at now, but they swear it is. And they don't want to waste their own time. They're very efficient, as all of their customers have learned. So why not go to davidallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike? Go to our webpage, click the link, or call 248-308-5000. Find out why they have 1,500 five-star reviews. Find out why they average 19 days instead of 44 days and frequently in 10 or less. If everybody has their act together, as in you, they can do this very quickly and painlessly. And you might miss a few payments, too. Or get liquidity out of your house. Whatever you want to do. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. They're an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1467435. Said hut. Second out of nine. Yeah.
I read a great article before the show. I think we should get into it. Although Brandon kind of ruined it when I started talking to him about it. But it's the untold story of the guy that's become a meme, the big black guy.
Oh, yeah. The guy with the large penis.
Yeah, it was on Vice, and this investigative journalist decided to talk to his mom and his girlfriend. And boy, are there some twists to the story.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not joking.
What's the crux of the story?
Like, where did the picture come from?
I mean, just what's
well,
he
first
all
off,
about?
Spoiler.
What it is, it's a bait and switch meme. You know, it's one of those ones where you're expecting to see something. I think it started off with someone saying, "Oh
picture.
My, yeah, oh my God, I love my parents for getting me this Jeep," and then it's a link, and then you click on it, and boom, and there you go. You see the big dude with his big donger, and I've seen it branch out into GIF form. I've seen home runs where you can barely see it, but someone hits a home run. And then in the stands, you see that guy sitting there.
So,
and sometimes you completely miss it.
It's been a meme for a while, but for some reason, in the times of coronavirus, it's really taken off.
Yeah, something about him goes with the virus very well.
Well, it's just a funny picture.
I know.
Wood.
Whatever.
Yeah, his name's Wood.
It's his time.
My name's Wood.
Well, he's gone now.
He's dead.
I have to say something before I forget. Somebody make sure this happens or at least is looked into. This is officially a Red Shovel Network meeting. Somebody took the new Drew and Mike clock, which has already been ordered.
Yeah.
And they put Jackson at 45.
Yeah, Jennings did that. Maybe Corey. I don't know who did that exactly.
If we can do that, we need to do that. That's so perfect.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like actually all the numbers could be something, couldn't they?
You don't want Jackson on your clock.
45 minutes.
For 45 minutes?
Yeah, for 45 minutes. About 45 minutes.
Let's see. One could be 1111111. Just a bunch of ones.
I'm looking for 45A.
Two could be, I don't know, I want you two to kiss each other.
I know.
I
don't want
form.
This clock to cost $1 million, but I think there's some cool ideas there, and we need to find out what they would cost to achieve.
Probably.
It's probably not within our reach, but maybe we can do a little something. Yeah, Jackson at the nine. That'd be cool.
Hey, did you guys happen to catch the Mike Tyson podcast?
I have not. I have listened to his podcast. He's had some great guests.
Yeah, he had Rodman.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know that's a great guess. No, but
Rodman actually was lucid.
What?
Did he
cry?
It's
like when he's in the presence of certain people, he can focus.
Are you sure it was Rodman?
Yeah, and he told some fairly good stories.
Well, he basically said what I've been saying for years and years and years. Every single time that Dennis Rodman goes over to North Korea, he gets wasted and he bangs a million chicks.
Yeah.
That's it. He gets the pleasure brigade. So why wouldn't he go back over and over and over? And why would you be sober when you're talking to CNN? You just got to end that interview and hop into bed with 16 chicks.
That's what he said. I guess that was on the Tyson podcast, Trudy. Is that where he said that? Yeah. I went over there, I met him, he watched me play basketball, and then he said, we want Michael Jordan, but he no come, so you come. And then let's party.
How insulting.
Yeah. And so, he showed him the nukes.
Yeah.
Oh, he showed him the nukes.
Yeah.
Wait, they have nukes?
And the fact that he had an 18-chick band, hot chick band?
Yeah.
Yes.
So they only knew one song, Dallas.
I know. Isn't that hilarious? Dun, dun. The one song, this 18-chick band of ultra hotties, by the way, the one song they do is Dallas, and then they're done? So they prepare for that all day, all week, in case the pleasure brigade is needed?
They know more now, right?
Yeah, because Rodman suggested they learn some Pearl Jam songs.
Van Halen.
Yeah, and a couple others, and I guess they did.
Come on, young.
And the Rolling Stones.
They have to.
But anyway, it sounded like Robin had his pick of things, probably after the Unster.
Here, there's another fun, another fun Un story that came across today, if you want to read it. This is a terrible version of the Dallas.
Oh, Kim Jong-un hauled... Yeah, that's not the right version. I told you there's a whole thing of TV theme songs where they've been redone and they're fake, and I know they're fake the minute I hear them. Kim Jong-un hauled home in disgrace after spies exposed his love...
Kim Jong-un.
BDSM porn? Teachers at private school and social searched Kim Jong-un for cheat sheets, suspecting he was dishonestly fixing his mediocre exam results, but found pornography instead. Oh, this is when he was sent away for school, right?
Yes, yeah.
He was sent home to North Korea in disgrace. A teenage Un was hauled back.
I have actual audio of it.
Do you?
Oh, no!
The tubby tyrant went to a private school in Bern, Switzerland.
The tubby tyrant.
Just a podcast. Details of his apparent lust for porn come amid conflicting reports of whether Kim Jong-un... No, he's dead. He's alive. We know he's alive. Embarrassing incident involved favorite son being caught with S&M magazine stuffed in his school bag. Found German sex mag... Ooh, German sex magazines are...
Oh, yeah. Keep my scheisse.
That's super kinky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which led to a sternly written note. I didn't know you could write sternly... Can you write a stern note to Kim Jong-un?
Well, he was a kid. I wouldn't think so. He wasn't the leader.
Well, he was in Switzerland. But anyway, so yeah, he's into BDSM big time.
Great.
And Mega Man should be joining us on Zoom shortly. But first, I want to mention Emergency Response Services Incorporated, our newest sponsor. 877-JOB-DONE is the number to call if you got storm damage, fire damage, mold removal, basement full of sewage, all those horrible things where you go, oh my God, I just want to call someone and make this over. 877-JOB-DONE. And they're in the corona business too, as they have to be. If you need disinfecting done, they do that. 877-JOB-DONE or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com. If you're an emergency plumber or work for a plumbing supply house in Southeast Michigan, call now for your free COVID-19 disinfection treatment in your workplace or your work vehicle. How cool is that? So trying to get their foot in the door by doing it for free. Emergency Response Services Incorporated, 877-JOB-DONE. Alrighty.
He said he can't get the Zoom working, so I told him to give it one more shot, and then we can just call. Oh, wait, did he just pop in?
Meggers?
He might have just popped in.
Megs!
I can't see that. I can't see Zoom, so I don't know.
Mega, the man, there he is! There he is. I see him!
What's up?
Whoa!
Mega Man, what kind of wheels?
How you living, man?
I'm living fine. What kind of wheels are you in?
Just a little Lexus, man.
The Mega Mobile?
That's all.
Wait.
You know, I'm like Columbo, man, long as it gets me there and we're rolling.
a little Lexus. Mega Man, you're riding in style.
Well, you know, I'm a big fella, big guy. So, you know, yeah, I got the big one. I got the big boy.
All right, how we do. We were talking earlier, and I'd forgotten, and I was reminded about your Michigan State football days, and that you crossed over with Gibby. Would you play 2 years with Gibby? Yeah, he's got the Spartan hat on.
Two with Gibby.
Right. Yeah, in fact, was there a Big Ten championship in there or a tie?
Yeah, 78. 78 was a good year for us.
Nice.
Yeah, we took home the big ring. Now, what was bad about it?
Did you have the ring on?
We were actually on probation, so we didn't get a chance to go. But Michigan went. But I will say, I love my university because they made it okay that we didn't go. Let's just say we were a little upset that we didn't go, but in the end, it was kind of okay. They made sure it was okay.
Mega Man, can you comment on Luana or Lou Simon, the former president, having the charges dropped yesterday in the Nassar case? I don't know if you have a take on that or not.
Always have a take, man. You know I got a hot take. It's my university. So one thing for sure is the whole deal with Larry Nassar. I don't know how he survived as long as he did, but with the case, with those charges being dropped, Yeah, it's good, but what's it really going to do? The harm has already been done. The damage has been done. How many mothers out there did not let their sons come to Michigan State because of that garbage and everything that was going down?
But Mega Man, did you want to see Lou Simon do a couple years of prison?
No.
No, okay.
Absolutely not.
Where's the boom hot take? Pretty hot take right there.
Absolutely not.
Can you guys see each other, by the way? Trudy, can you see Mega Man? Mega Man, can you see Trudy, Brandon?
I don't see Trudy. I don't see...
Uh-oh. Mega Man.
You would notice Trudy.
Yes, Trudy. Hey, yeah. Trudy.
Hey. How are ya?
I see Trudy now.
So, Mega Man, you're in the marijuana business now.
Yeah, man. I jumped into the cannabis game about 5 years ago and haven't looked back. It's the place to be. It's sexy, and it's a good place to be.
Is that locally, or are you out of state now? Where are you?
I do a little bit of both. Okay. I do a little bit of both. I do a lot here, mainly on the CBD side, working with the athletes, different things like that. CBD is where I'm kind of hanging my hat right now. On the other side, I do some things with flower. I primarily work with the talent. Talent are the growers. And that's what we're doing, man. We're growing great flower and making phenomenal CBD.
And how often do you sample the product? Not the CBD, but the real stuff.
The flower.
Man, all day, every day.
Is that right? Wow.
Well, hey, it's
all day, weed every day. Day.
It's quality control.
It's got to be. If it's not the best, I don't want it. And my talent, the growers know that. And we push out some of the best product in the country.
Well, let's go back to the early days of...
That is nice. That is nice.
Let's go back to the early days of WDFN, which was really a groundbreaking station in Detroit. We had never had sports radio. Sports radio was new on the horizon. And the name I most remember from that time, of course, Stoney was with Rob Parker. What were they?
No, Stoney was with Wojo.
Wojo.
Oh, originally?
Stoney and Wojo?
Well, originally, it was going to be me and Stoney.
Is that right?
Take me back.
Yeah, it's going to be me and Stoney. What they found out is that I'm not the partner guy. I can carry 4 hours by myself.
You were too big for the room, is what I heard.
Yeah, man. My personality, just how I got down. But it worked out good for me because I had the whole evening. I could light the evening up, do it my way. It worked out good for Stoney and Wojo. Hell, they're still on the air and still going. But, the lineup was a pretty good lineup.
Who was Rob Parker on with? Wasn't he on the
Rob Parker
thing early?
Was with
wasn't it Parker and the Man?
The Odd Couple.
Oh,
it was Rob. Remember that? The Odd Couple. Rob Parker and
Mark Wilson. Mark Wilson?
No, not Mark Wilson. Not Mark Wilson. Damn it!
Was it a white guy?
But it was the Odd Couple. It was Rob and somebody.
Well, isn't he the Odd Couple now with Chris Broussard?
Right. The guys are taking off and leaving me, man. Should have been Robin Mega, but I get it.
Now, do you stay in touch with most of the DFN guys from the early days?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
None of them?
No, man. I told you, I was kind of like the bad boy, I keep in touch on the Facebook, man. I haven't really had a conversation with anybody since I left Detroit to go do the national gig down in Miami with CBS.
Were you too big for a friendship? I mean, is that like you were too big for the room with Stoney?
I don't know, man. I don't have an answer for that. I think it was just the timing, but everybody was cool. It was family. But, once I left, I don't talk to Stoney. Don't talk to Wojo. Don't talk to Terry Foster. Don't talk to Rob. I mean, it just went that way, man.
But
it
you said that you, way. You said you do a little Facebook. Are you still Facebooking with Larry Sorensen?
let's just say my last Facebook with Larry was pretty wild. It was a wild ride.
Yeah,
I think it came off of the Michael Sam story that came out when he was saying that I'm gay.
Is that what that was? Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Michael Sam's. And, of course, I got a hot take and opinion on it. And Larry didn't like it. And we got into a little exchange on Facebook, which, obviously you would think it's personal. But, with it being open to public, not my page, but it looks like in his case, maybe that the gentleman who screenshotted everything and decided that, that was going to be the story of the year. Let me make my name off of Mega. Good for him. But, Larry and I got into an exchange over homosexuality. Do you believe it? And being gay. And my take on the whole deal was, you don't come out born gay. Two factors on that in the Bible and then in the real world. because I had several examples, but the main example is you're not born gay, as far as my opinion. And with the Michael Sams incident, they were acting like this guy was born gay, yada, yada. I said, no, it doesn't work like that. You're not born gay.
Meg, are you saying that you are holding to that viewpoint at this very moment? Even
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not changing
you're
that.
Not the only one. And actually, you know, do you think that's part of, I know the black community does not view gayness the same way other people do. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with it in your opinion? Or do you feel,
why do you feel it's a choice?
It's a choice because, I'll give you my example. And I'm going to be personal with this. And I don't think I've ever told this story.
Is this going to be a hot take?
It's going to be a hot take, man.
Okay, get home already.
Somebody hit on you.
No. This is even better. I'm maybe 6 or 7 years old, guys. I happen to come in from outside. And I'm in the house. And I hear some noise. So I go to the back of the house. And my parents' bedroom door is locked. So I wanted to go in. I opened it because I heard the sound. Well, when I went in, I saw mom and dad doing what they do.
Nice.
And at that point, there's an impression in my mind. Okay. As I grow older, that impression is man and woman. Now, could it have been different if I'd have walked in and my dad was with another man? I believe so.
Okay.
Because at that point in my life, It's a situation where I'm gonna learn from it. Is that what you do?
Hold on, let me just stop you there because I'll Come just on. Throw out this alternative because it's not a real popular take what you're saying, but you're entitled to your opinion and it's a Mega Absolutely. Man hot take. It is. It just is. If it doesn't matter to me what I see, and I don't think it would have mattered what I saw at that age when I became 13, 14, 15. My brain wanted girls. They just it just did.
I never saw my parents getting it on, and I knew that's kind of the way I wanted. Yeah.
So,
something formed your opinion, gentlemen. It's not like you were just
my biology.
Remember that time when you were young and they say, "Do you have a girlfriend yet, Drew?" I don't like girls. I mean, we all went through that stage, but something has to form that opinion. Something has to be up here to let you know. Yeah, I like girls. That's a good thing.
Well, that sounds like Mega Man, you would be born that way then, like the chemical makeup of your brain.
Yeah, but no.
Okay, what if you had walked in?
Hot take!
What if you had walked in on on your dad with another man? And excuse, you know, your dad's obviously not interested in men or was not. But right. Do you think you could be gay at this moment if that had happened?
Who knows? I mean, the formulation on my mind might have been maybe I'm supposed to like other boys.
I think that's a pretty hot take right there.
I mean, maybe I'm supposed to because that's what I saw. That was my first initial experience.
Well, do you think maybe that happens?
Seeing sex.
Do you think that maybe happens to some people that are gay and their first experience is that, I'm not supposed to be gay. And that's causes other problems because they fight these urges.
Oh, that happens a lot.
That happens all the time.
Especially used to.
I mean, yeah, can it happen? But what urges am I really fighting? I mean, what am I fighting? How am I knowing that I have these urges for men? Where did I learn that, man? Where did that come from?
I don't want to get too deeply into this. I think we've covered
it. I don't think we're going to convince
you. But honestly, I don't think there's anything that could make me want to be with a man. But I think it's my biology, not because I saw men with women, and I don't know. We'll never know, I guess, and I don't know when they'll figure it all out.
Give it a shot.
But there was a lot of ugly back and forth with Larry. It was an ugly exchange, and I think you've mentioned earlier that you apologized to Larry.
Yeah, man, I'm going to be the bigger man. I don't mind falling on the sword if I feel some level of responsibility. And yeah, I did. I did not like going through that exchange with Larry. Like I said, I might not ever talk to Larry. Like I don't talk to a lot of teammates, but when we get on the phone, it's like I just talked to you yesterday. And the same thing I believe with Larry. I think if I saw Larry, I don't think Larry would come up and try to fight me. Hopefully he'd want to talk. You know, I wouldn't want Larry to have a huge hospital bill. But at the same time, I would hope that as men, we can move beyond it and agree to disagree. Even though he has somebody close in his family dealing with it, I get it. But my stand will always go back to my foundation with the Bible. It's just not supposed to be. And I'll continue to go back because you can't argue. You can't argue God's word. You can try.
Well, so did Larry accept your apology and you guys moved on?
No.
No.
No. Larry basically told me, fuck you.
Oh.
Is it because of the cheap shot of how his name is spelled?
I don't remember that, but I probably did.
Yeah, you were spelling it with two R's, and then I think you suggested that his mother had a drinking problem, or that was why Larry had a drinking problem.
Well, yeah, his mother had a drinking problem. You did bring in his drinking problems, too, which seems like a low blow. Let me ask you this. Do you think alcoholism is a disease, or is that a choice?
Yeah, it is. Okay. No, it's a disease.
So who won the argument, then, in your estimation?
I don't know if it's a win or a loser. I think if you had to put odds on it, I lost. I lost that argument. Because it was used in a certain kind of way for that gentleman to platform his name out there and get that notoriety. So if anybody lost, I'm going to say I lost because I became the brunt of the joke, or, you know, Mega's Mega, or he doesn't know what he's talking about. Listen, man, I got 2 degrees from Michigan State. I got a marketing. I got a communication degree. Education is not my problem. I have a hot take. I've been all over the world. I've been with all kind of people. I don't even roll like that. But listen, if it's something on my mind, sorry, folks, I don't have a filter. It's going to come up and it's going to come out.
Boom! Hot take!
There you go.
All day.
So, Mega Man, let's go back to the Michigan State football team and your time there, which was 77 to 81. Was there one game that really sticks out for you as a great moment as a young Spartan?
I got several games from Michigan, Wisconsin. I mean, I can go down a list, big guy.
Let's take your top three.
I'd say Michigan, Indiana, Northwestern. Always, you know, because I'm from the Midwest.
Which game?
I seem to always play well.
Which game?
Midwestern teams.
Michigan State beat Michigan, I assume.
Yes.
And what year?
That
year was
2014-15. 2014-15. That was the Big Ten championship year. But always played well against Michigan. Always. I mean, that's one game you got up for.
And then you said Indiana. Which Indiana game are you referring to?
We played them every year. I mean, that was kind of like a nemesis for us. But I know down there in Bloomington, of course, being from home, having a ton of people down there, I do remember that was a pretty phenomenal game.
Meg, I was expecting a hotter take on this. Is there a Notre Dame game, a big comeback, a last-second victory?
You know what? No. Let me tell you something about my game and my style. Here's what happened. Here's how I even got to the pros. I'm a pass rusher, big guy. That's what I do. At least that's what I did. That's how I made my name, getting after the quarterback. If you wanted to get 5 yards, just run at me. You're going to get 5 yards. I'm not a run stopper. Never have been. I'm not a two gapper. My game was strictly getting after the quarterback and chasing stuff down. So that's how I even got to the next level at 6'6", 250 pounds, running a 4'6". Somebody took some real notice, and I survived 7 years at the next level.
You ran a 4'6"?
I certainly did, and it's documented.
Is it? So you're saying that it wasn't a matter of somebody starting the watch late?
Started. Oh, heck no. Stop that.
What did Gibby run when he was there? Didn't Gibby have an incredible
run? Gibby, and I seen this.
He had an incredible
Gibby ran a legit 4.3.
Wow.
And I think he went under from time to time. But I can tell you right now, Gibby was 6'3", 2.25", and ran a 4.3.
Good call, man, because he said, and this came up about a year ago, that he ran a 4.28.
That's the one underneath. Yeah. I knew he had cracked one underneath 3.
I asked him if he had a friendly guy in the watch, and he said, absolutely not. He said,
no,
I ran a 4.28.
We had a guy by the name of C.T. Hughley. He did not play that. I mean, actually, everything that we were doing through that time was strictly to win that championship. And we probably worked harder those my freshman and sophomore year than I ever did at Michigan State. and it showed off because we had some great players.
Now, let's make it more personal. Was there one game that you felt was your best game at Michigan State?
I think Northwestern stands out. I mean, Northwestern is, like I said, back there, final my senior year. Pretty damn good game, man. Pretty damn good game.
Wait, now, are you listed under Ike Griffin, like in College Football Reference?
I'm listed in a couple different references, but Ike Griffin is one of them.
Okay. I just want to know if you had
what are the other ones?
A formal first name or something.
Well, you had to get to know me better, and then I'll let you know how to get the key and unlock the door.
All right.
All right, Mega Man, we appreciate your coming on the show. It's good to catch up with the Mega Man and go back in time and settle some things up and get some really hot takes. Mega Man,
well, you got to do this for me, guys. Got a new CBD show coming out, Navigating Through CBD. Nothing but science, information. We're about to take over the whole media world in this CBD game. So look for me in Detroit sometime soon. I'm looking forward to it.
What's the name of the show?
Navigating. CBD.
Navigating. It's on iTunes. It's on all the platforms.
It's going to be on all the platforms. Everything. It'll be available for you. We start our first shoot on Saturday. And from then on, we're gone.
Wow. They're taking over. Mega Man,
you're taking over.
Thank you again. It's great to talk to you, buddy.
My pleasure, guys.
All right. See you when you come to town.
Thanks.
Bye. See you later.
Bye, Mega.
The Mega Man with many a hot take in there. I'm trying to find him on College Football Reference. Is it not under Ike?
No, I think it would be.
Ike Griffin. Maybe I'm misspelling it. Hold on.
How do you misspell that?
I'm not questioning that he played at Michigan State. Ike Griffin with an okay. I'll check this out. Let's see. Do we have a boner line today?
I have a bunch of them ready for next week.
Some people are saying
that answer is great.
Some people are saying this was a dubious sponsorship if we can't seem to live up to the sponsorship. That's what some people are saying. I'm just saying.
I'm trying so hard. Listen, I ran out of time today. I guarantee there's going to be one ready for Sunday. There's probably going to be one ready for Monday too, maybe. And then I am getting a lot of calls. The thing is, I'm getting so many political calls now, though. And
is that distracting you from is that distracting you from the boner line?
In a way, because I mean, there's times where people will call in for 3 minutes ranting on, you guys are so left wing, it's stupid. And then the next call is, oh my God, all you do is lick Trump's butthole. And it's just, there's tons of these calls. And I don't know. There's so many political calls right now that the boner line's not fun dumping down.
I'll listen to them. You want me to listen to them?
Absolutely. You want to take over the boner line?
No, I don't. But if it can't be done, I'll do it.
Well, Brandon, if the workload is too heavy, we have to distribute it. Because I know we gave you that Jerry Stiller thing to do the other day. And that was a pretty, that ate up a day.
Oh, don't do that. You can see his smile just disappear off his face, too.
It didn't eat up a day.
I do see a smile on Trudy's face for some reason.
It's a long process, I'm telling you.
Are you freelancing for other podcast shows that we don't know about?
Well,
what is going on?
I am on another podcast that probably takes way too much time to actually do.
Oh,
cool. When you break it down by hour, I'm probably making like 78 cents an hour on that show.
Really?
Well, when you get paid.
Why do we have him spending all this time on Eli, Denny, and Bob when he needs to get the sponsorship? I don't know. Boy, somebody's
you're the general manager of the Red Shovel Network. So.
I'm going to have somebody look into this within the network for sure. I'm going to go to HR right now. Mark, can you handle Manscaped and
sure,
Trudy? Get
Manscaped.
Dr. Roche in.
Okay.
It's a new read for Manscaped, too, and it says, ow! OMG!
Don't mind me. I'm going to HR.
I don't know if I'm supposed to read this part, but it says, whatever comes to mind. Those are the screams I used to make when I would cut myself shaving before I knew about Manscaped. Ah! Shit!
Do you want to see my balls?
Thank you, Manscaped, for turning my loud shrieks into multiple peaks. Wow. I mean, come on. Seriously, we've all, well, maybe not you, Trudy, but other guys have cut their balls manscaping.
If you have it,
things down there.
Yeah, it's hard to put sharp things around there. And,
yes.
You know, one thing that will help cure it is the Lawnmower 3.0, the Manscaping Lawnmower 3.0. It's beautifully designed to reduce all those painful nicks and tugs, as Brandon and I can attest to. This is the third generation trimmer they've been through, and it features advanced skin-safe technology so you can keep those boys nice and smooth. They have an engineering team that obsesses over the technology developments to bring you the best tools for your grooming experience. They spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created. Wow. That's the Lawnmower 3.0. It says on here, one of the coolest features is the LED light. They don't need to tell me that. I know that. I tell you guys that all the time. They got a cool charging stand, too. It's super easy. I don't know. I can't say enough good things about the trimmer. That's not on here. That's just me saying that. Try it out for yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. Your balls are going to thank you. That's 20% off. Free shipping with the code Drew, D-R-E-W, at manscaped.com. You just enter it when you check out. And, yeah, so 20% off. They have a couple packages you can buy. You can get all the ball deodorant, toner, all that fun
stuff.
For your
package, man.
Yeah, package for your package. It's going to be nice and smooth down there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
Dr. Nice. Roche's office wants to make you smooth everywhere else. They're hard at work, even though they really can't see anybody right now. They can talk to you this way, like we're talking to all of you, or over the phone. You can call them for a consultation because they're available for that. Tell you all about what procedures are available when they light up on the lockdown and Gretchen lets us get our stuff fixed. Definitely, you can go to droche.com to see what the procedures are. They're very well explained so that you don't have any sort of anxiety about whether you're making the right move or not. And, of course, Tracy and Janine and all of the people who work in Dr. Roche's office are great about talking you through it and letting you know what's up and what may be the best thing for you, the procedure for you might be. Evolve is the new thing that they're super excited about and they want to try as soon as we can come in, which tightens everything, tones it, tightens up your skin, your musculature underlying it, and of course, busts fat. So if you've gained any weight or you've just kind of been sitting around stress eating, it'll help with that. Also, BBL to freshen up the skin and 360 Lipo at the offices of Dr. Roche. So you should also check them out for their CBD products, and they have their medical grade skincare line that they can mail to you. And also, if Drew is upstairs globbing up, you should all know that has to do with HGH and some other hormones that you can apply by glob unscientifically. It doesn't sound very scientific, but it actually works. And as Brandon's prep exposed today, you're better off, right? With more testosterone.
Yeah, COVID apparently hits you if you're low testosterone.
Yeah, that's, you don't want right, that. Globs.
Yeah, glob up, everybody.
Yeah.
So call them at 248-338-1110 to glob up.
Yeah, actually, so,
Jill and Rick Ben, I don't know, they must share a Facebook account and comment together. But
I never know who it is, too.
That's the same.
Rick, is it Jill?
No, they do it together. They run it by each other. They write it, and then they post it. It's a process.
Oh, they are gonna bone. I can feel it.
They both want to know about glob suppositories.
What? Really?
Oh. Yeah, just put it in your butt.
Well, I will say this. When I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago, I went to Dr. Roche, and I was just feeling kind of Larry Wiggied. Mm-hmm. I just felt tired. Mm-hmm. And Greg said, well, I'll do a blood test and check your testosterone levels. And
no, I'm still sleeping, man.
Like five or six things he specifically wanted to test. And I was interested in HGH, too. And he said, your testosterone levels are low, and this is not uncommon. Don't feel like a wimp or anything. Let's just do this cream. And honestly, I mean, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's not a risky thing. I can't say globbing up is appropriate.
Yeah, it's appropriate.
I'm not a proponent of globbing up except for myself. I just wish I could take BP after globbing up.
And after Flocka.
Yeah, Flocka, globbing up, and BP. Oh, my God. What a combination that would be.
But Dr. Roche doesn't recommend that.
No, he doesn't. And, in fact, I'm out of testosterone until the first of the month, which is kind of a bummer now.
Ryan said that you just globbed up, so they're expecting you to go all Coach Knight on them, Bobby Knight.
No, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go all Coach Knight on the audience.
A lot of comments today. A lot of good comments.
I'm done brutalizing the Facebook Live people because they are the people that are here.
They
deserve to hear it, and also because honestly, we are surviving. I mean, surviving on the audience and their incredible loyalty to our sponsors, because people keep getting refis, people keep getting cars at Zot. Boy, they could use a few more, which isn't really our fault. I mean, that's just what's going on right now. But they're back and they're really trying to hump it again. And then Dr. Roche has been busy. Adam calls. I mean, people are Adam's almost overwhelmed with all the people divorcing in our audience.
Well,
and Manscaped.
Back to life.
Manscaped.
Manscaped's very happy.
They get a lot of promo codes from us. And so Death Wish Coffee, 450 or something, which is fantastic because we need a new sponsor.
Well, it also helps when they're good products. So,
you know what really sucks, though, is Grow Green has been fantastic, too. The guy who does the Grow Green business with us got furloughed.
Yep.
And it's one of those things like, what do we do? Because, you
the
know,
guy I know
got furloughed.
He's our guy. And I know he was very happy with the work we were doing for Grow Green, but you know, I don't really want to call Grow Green up and go, I know our guy's gone, so what are you guys gonna do? Because our guy, we're hoping he's gonna go back.
Yeah.
And we've had a good relationship with him, so, and he's a good guy, so there you go. Mm. But anyway, it is the fact that the sponsors, I mean, in podcasting, if you can't keep your sponsors happy, they're going to go, because first of all, there's a whole podcast. What's a podcast? And, you know, they're used to paying this for radio and that for TV. And, you know, it's all changing. It's all going forward.
Good luck with your podcast.
It's all going forward in a good direction. But, so we're still on Facebook Live?
Yeah, we are. Yep. Do you want me to end it?
Well, we can go for a few more minutes. I wanted to look at a couple of cops.
Oh, okay,
there
great.
Are some, because I bought the season. I saw season 30, and it said, do you want to buy season 30? And I was like, I have to buy it? And I looked back at the ones that are available. Season 30 is not available. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And it was $17, and I checked, and there were like 36 episodes. I'm like, that's like less than 50 cents an episode. Yeah. I have to buy it. So I bought it. I also bought another season, bought two seasons of Cops. And season 30 has been worth every cent. Every cent. Oh, my God.
That's amazing. There's been 30 seasons of Cops.
More than 30.
Well, more than that. But
go to
season 32 right now.
Plug in season 30, episode 30. Stellar episode. I love this episode. Oh, my God.
Is that what you're showing us now?
We'll get to it in a few minutes when we go off of Facebook Live.
Season 30, episode what?
Episode 30, season 30.
30 for 30.
Okay.
And something weird came up today. I happened to bump into the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard you rocking out to it upstairs.
First of all,
Ash Test Dummies.
So wait, what is this? Birthmarks?
How did that happen?
On her butthole.
Birthmarks on her.
Not that word.
She couldn't explain it. They'd always just
been in there.
And then they lurched all over the church floor. Yeah. I mean, it's a funny song. But anyway.
Weird Al's is better.
Then I got into trying to see, are they still together? Because they're kind of a one-hit wonder. Although I think it crashed.
Oh, didn't they have a second hit?
They God Shuffled His Feet, and there was another one.
Wait, that wasn't the name of the album?
Yeah, but that song I noticed had a lot of downloads. And then, or a lot of streams, and there's another one. I think it's on that album.
Why, it's probably like hey, hey, hey. It's probably the what other songs? I haven't heard any song where that guy can actually sing, just basically humming and talking.
Well, he's a huge voice pusher.
It's this one. It's Isn't It Afternoons and Coffee Spoons.
I think there's another one.
He's
actually
booted.
He ran out of catchy titles after that.
Wait, don't get us booted because they could boot the whole thing.
What?
They can boot the whole thing. I mean, they'll
it'll just be muted, at the end.
Oh, okay. So, because they muted a whole episode once.
Bastards.
I don't know what that violation was, but holy smoke. Anyway, so I was looking to see, you know, are they still together? Are they playing for, you know, are they playing underneath crawls like Men Without Hats were? It's always interesting. And actually, they're fairly busy, and one of the things I bumped into was the Crash Test Dummies in 94, the song came out, on Arsenio Hall. I was like, oh, my God, Arsenio Hall, who, of course, is way too excited. Crash Test Dummies! And I was trying to remember, why did Arsenio Hall go, like, he was way up here, and then all of a sudden he just was, like, nowhere? What happened? Did he do something? Did he get in trouble or something?
I don't know.
I mean, wasn't that kind of weird?
Did he burn out?
Grace somehow.
The show ended in 94?
But he was, his show was really hot for a while. Clinton was on it.
Is it because Letterman moved to a time slot? Wasn't there a hot bidding for?
Well, Letterman moved over in 93, I believe, and Conan came along. But
did Arsenio just burn out and not want to do it anymore?
I don't know. Remember he was hosting the MTV Awards?
Yo, he was huge.
And he would get so excited. But I kind of decided that Arsenio was more bluster and, you know, he was just more loud than everyone. I didn't really think
he was
that good.
Oh, you know what it was? You know what I think it was?
What?
He wanted to make that sitcom, Arsenio. Do you remember it?
Boy,
Probably not.
Totally
it lasted
forgot.
7 episodes.
Oh, ouch. Yeah. So did he leave his show?
Sounds like his ratings just went boom.
Yeah, I think he, well, I don't know if he left the show specifically for this, but he was, because the heyday, yeah, you're right. 89 through 91 was the hosting of the MTV Awards. And then he did his show with the Dog Pound all the way up until 94. But there's a gap between 94 and 97 that I don't know.
Well, anyway, I was trying to figure that out. And then as far as today, there were a couple entertainment related stories. One was that Melissa Etheridge's 21-year-old son died of an opioid overdose. And this is the David Crosby progeny, which, of course, I mean, how can you not go, oh, well, there's certainly addiction in that DNA. I mean, it's just true.
Has that been proven that it?
There's family genes.
That's a family history.
There's a lot of family history with.
Yeah, but how much is nature? How much is nurture? I don't know. It's really interesting.
I think that it's very much nature. But
yeah.
Why did she want that DNA?
Because he's hot.
Oh, for the musical. That's right. The musical talent.
You know, I don't know. That's just not the guy I would get a load from if
I
were a lesbian chick.
Who would you get a load from if you were a lesbian chick?
Not Crosby. First of all,
I would.
Who?
Jason Momoa, Aquaman.
Jason Momoa.
Momoa.
Beautiful children.
Yeah, but what if he's dumb?
He's not dumb, though, so.
I don't know why this story came. There's a big story about Matt Damon. I don't know. He talked to somebody. And, I don't know. It became a story.
I know.
I don't even know what it was other than that.
No, it's because he said that, well, obviously, this was coming because you could see it in Contagion.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, what are you talking about? And then he said,
I think he was joking.
Oh, he didn't. No, he said.
He was serious?
He said, we did all the research on this. We talked to epidemiologists and blah, 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 blah. So.
Hey, that goes to your theory, how he always wants to play smart people.
He does.
Yeah, he basically says that because that they made a movie and they talked to, you know, specialists and scientists in the field, that the U.S. government should have been prepared for a pandemic. If it's in the movies, we should be able to do it.
Isn't it based on SARS? Or at least the epidemiologist, I think, is based on a real person. Yeah. But anyway, that's not why I brought
AIDS.
It up. So I guess he has a 21-year-old daughter, which blew my mind. I had no idea that Matt Damon.
Yeah, he married somebody who's not in the business at all.
Yeah, she's really nice. Beautiful. They're still together. They have 4 kids together. Yep. The weird thing is,
Matt Damon.
This is terrible. I'm going to say it. This is terrible. I expected his 21-year-old daughter to be way hotter.
Oh, no kidding.
She's not a knockout.
So cross Damon out of your load list, Trudy.
Definitely.
And Affleck's out, too.
Affleck's got the addiction thing, too. So
he's got the addiction. He's got the stupid dickhead gene, too.
I don't think that, honestly, when this went on, I'm not trying to judge Melissa Etheridge. I feel terrible for her, honestly.
Sure,
but
awful.
When she got the load from Crosby, which is so weird. Hey, David, can I have a load? I would think it would take like 6 women to get a load out of him, personally.
Maybe
I would.
Oh yeah, hold on 1 minute here.
He'd need 2 lesbian couples, really hot lesbian couples, playing with each other, and he'd like 3 women on him. And
how
and
old was he?
It would be a boil over. You'd be lucky to get somebody pregnant.
Or they needed a dustpan to collect it all because it's just dust.
Anyway,
a boil over. Ew.
When that happened, that was I think 99 or 2000. I don't think this whole business of it being in family histories was anything.
Yeah, she might not have
any
known.
Big. I don't know. I'm not sure, but anyway,
it was a dubious choice. Anyway.
Well, the idea was, though, that she wanted her kids to be musical. Did she at least get that part out of any of those children?
I don't know about that, but I don't think so, Trudy.
The alcohol gene made it.
The weird thing about the story was, I'm reading this, and says, Melissa Etheridge, you know, 21-year-old son, and, you know, terrible story.
Yeah.
The David Crosby progeny died of opioid abuse. Her partner, Julie Cypher, gave birth to Beckett, who died, and also to Bailey a couple years after that. And then it said, Etheridge is also mother to twins from her relationship with Tammy Lynn Michaels.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I'm just not used to reading that stuff. I knew about Julie Cypher, but I didn't realize that she was the mother of twins with someone else. And, of course, they don't mention who the load came from.
No. I don't know. Hey, where'd that load come from, Cypher?
I don't know. I mean, she's all up in our face with Crosby's load.
Her daughter's pretty attractive.
Yeah, she is.
Are you worried about Mary-Kate Olsen?
Yes, I am. Oh, can I say something? Oh, I have to say this before anybody says anything about this.
I hope it. Okay.
I think this is a really hot take. It's either a hot take or it's a total fail. I think. Well, first, my first thought was, why is Mary-Kate Olsen not hot anymore? She's not even hot. And then my second take was,
I was unmute. If you want to know, I was unmuting, and the Crash Test Dummies were still playing. That's what happened.
Just curious. And then my second take was, she looks like Greta Thunberg's mom.
Boom! Hot take.
Does she? Doesn't she? Doesn't she look like Thunberg's mom?
Yeah.
Her older sister, at least.
Thunberg-esque.
A little bit, yeah. Now, see, my thought was because they've been showing the picture of her and him together. My thought was she's either 3.5 feet tall or that guy's like 6'11".
Yeah,
because the height differential.
He's 2 feet taller than her, the brother of the French president, and 20 years older.
No.
Okay. Sorry, Trudy. I was trying to find out why my phone says we're live on Facebook.
Oh,
are we still live?
Oh, we are.
Oh, no, we are still live. We are still live.
I just hate not knowing.
We can end it. Go ahead and end it.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said we ended it.
I thought we did, but because we're at 104.
How do we? But what I'm asking is, why do we not know when it's over sometimes?
I don't know. I wasn't watching
it. It's over.
I wasn't watching it at the moment, so.
You don't terminate it?
Mm-hmm. No, I do not terminate it.
Oh, okay. Why did you think it was over, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because we were over an hour. That's why I thought we were over.
Oh, okay. I first thought we were over, and then it's not on my screen, so I thought, it really is over.
I thought it was on
And then
screen.
Because this has happened before, I went to my phone, and it says live, so I asked you, and you said, no, it's over. So then I was like, what the fuck is going on? Why can't I just know? But, people don't need
Isn't it on? Is it not on the screen, by the way, Mark?
I don't know what that is. It's like the live, like if you click, I guess it kind of
These are the
is.
Live comments.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mary-Kate needs a sandwich. I mean, that's a minute ago.
Yeah.
So we were live a minute ago.
Yeah, we're off now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure my phone does not say live still, because I don't believe anyone.
ML just
killed Heath Ledger, though. Which twin?
Oh, that's right.
It's Ashley, right?
Yeah, I think it's Ashley.
Has anyone looked at her at Mary-Kate's picture and compared her to Thunberg yet? There's one picture in particular where I was like, oh my God, she looks like Thunberg. But she generally does kind of look like Thunberg. Thunberg, by the way, has the world in a fucking tizzy today because CNN added Thunberg to their coronavirus panel.
Why
is she on the coronavirus panel? Don't we hear enough shit from this kid?
Why is she on the coronavirus?
I don't know.
Is that her area of expertise? No.
No.
Unless she's just going to say, the pollution has gone down. Oh, you know why? Because she donated $100,000 of Soros's money.
How does she just have $100,000? I mean, fair question, isn't it?
Sure.
Because she won, quote unquote, awards. She won awards for being a humanitarian, for being all like, I don't know. People
give her cash for these awards.
We also have to remember, and no one ever seems to remember, that her parents are very wealthy and that they were actors.
But
weren't they?
I don't know 16-year-olds who donate $100,000 to things.
I know.
I mean, even. I'm
I gotta find
to,
better 16-year-old to hang out with.
I mean, there's a lot of rich people out there. I don't remember.
You are failing us.
Warren Buffett's kids giving $100,000 to something when they're 16, or Ted Turner's kids, or you know, whatever. It's just weird.
Yeah, what has Gates's brat done lately? Besides equestrian riding. Oh man, there's a great story. I don't know if you saw this about the battle among the anti-vaxxers.
Oh great. Oh, they're fighting with each other, and I think I like that.
Yes, Drew, it's wild. I'm just going to give it to you so you can read it on the air. But Bill Gates comes up in it. I didn't know that Australia had a big protest against Bill Gates working for
him. Oh, and not Melinda Gates, just Bill Gates?
Yeah, where's that at?
Isn't that interesting? So another
they want him arrested for the crime of funding vaccine research, which apparently is a crime in Australia.
So just to make it clear, when you're
people are dying.
When you're protesting what's going on with the Gateses, you protest against Bill Gates.
Yes.
But when you're giving them credit for all this money they've donated, you credit both of them.
Yeah, my admiration for Bill has just skyrocketed in the past couple of weeks because of what you just said right there. He takes it all, man.
He's very focused.
Someone
sent me an interview and they said Hulk Drew in 3, 2, 1 and I clicked it and she's talking about how much money they've given to $2 billion or whatever, and then she says we're giving $300 million to for I think it's coronavirus.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't get over it. It's like I just couldn't. If I was with someone that gave $300 million or something, I just couldn't say we. I couldn't do it. I would say
I agree with my wife.
I would say, you know, my wife's incredible. She's worked so hard, made all this money, and I'm so glad and I support her 100% in her donation of $300 million. I just couldn't say we. It's not my – it is your money, but it's not – you know what I mean.
Yeah. Does she get paid from the foundation for being the spokesperson?
I assume she's like on the board, yeah.
And I'm not trying to take it to
I'm just curious.
I'm not trying to take it to a Larry David level where he doesn't want to thank the wife for the dinner that that they paid for. Yeah. That was very funny.
It's a really funny concept.
Well, I got to tell you, ever since that meme came out of Melinda Gates and Kevin Kline side by side, if you can look at your computer right now, I can't see anything else. Now all I see is Kevin Kline when I see Melinda Gates.
Wow. That's really freaky.
They're twins.
Wow.
She looks like someone else. I can't put my finger on it.
Is Bill a big fan of Kevin Kline? Did he love A Fish Called Wanda?
He loved In-N-Out.
Kline movie, yeah.
I just have a question, honestly, about sure. I don't want to spend a lot of time with it. But what's the deal with Greta Thunberg in high school? Is she so incredible that she doesn't have to go to school anymore? Or they decided that she's better educating herself?
She's still on strike.
You can do that? So any 16-year-old can just go on strike and not go to school?
She dropped out of school. She got a good job, man. People do that all the time. They drop out of school. It's not when Bill Gates dropped out of school.
Well, everybody doesn't have George Soros behind them.
Change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Don't you wish George Soros like adopted her for real? Became her dad.
It'd be hilarious.
People would lose their mind.
I'm not going to get all pissed off about it. And I was reading the comments too. People are just livid that she's on the CNN panel. But I have to admit, it rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, it doesn't make sense. I don't understand why.
Why is she on that panel? Yeah. Why?
I guess because she donated money for young people.
I mean, it seems like you're almost trying to make some people mad. It almost seems like, and that would be fun.
Maybe CNN is doing that. Maybe they're trolling.
Okay, so what's the deal with the anti-vaxxers?
Did I hand it to you?
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah,
oh, here it is.
I think it's a good story. It's a battle between apparently two of the big leaders of the anti-vax world. One has filed a lawsuit against the other one.
One of them's got to be Robert Kennedy Jr.
I'm assuming. That's the one.
Okay.
He did not fire the first shot, though.
They're pushing their dangerous views at anti-lockdown protests against the country, raising fears about the risks of any future COVID-19 vaccine. And I saw another poll, by the way, at one third, I think it was 36%, again, said they will not take the coronavirus vaccine.
Once again, that'll drop, though, when people start taking it.
I think so, but how much is it going to drop? Yeah. Plandemic, the coronavirus conspiracy theory video starring a discredited doctor allied with anti-vaccine activists racked up millions of views on social media before it was banned from YouTube and Facebook. In Australia, a crowd called for billionaire Bill Gates to be arrested all for the crime of funding vaccine research. That's really funny.
It's illegal. You can't do that.
On one side of the fight is Robert Kennedy Jr. And by the way, would we ever talk about him if he were not the result of his father's semen?
No. Well, not only his father, but then his grandfather and his uncle.
If his father had not required friction at that moment, we would not ever say his name because he's really kind of an idiot. I mean, he's a dolt.
Didn't he marry Cheryl Hines?
Oh, he's got the most active libido. He's got a Kennedy libido.
That's all he has. Dad had what, 12 kids?
Yeah, 10 or 11. His wife was pregnant when he was
assassinated.
Did
I do good, Daddy?
But I just hate how he looks like Sloth from The Goonies, because one of his eyes is way up here in his forehead, and then the other eye is about 6.5 inches to the southeast. It's insane.
He's got a permanent smelling a fart look. Like,
I think that's from
the vaccine.
Didn't he crash into a tree skiing or something? Oh, no, it was his brother, wasn't it?
They all did.
Didn't Kennedy crash into a tree?
I thought that was Sonny Bono.
He did too.
Oh, wow.
Well, am I crazy?
What's with all these trees killing people? Let's get rid of trees.
Did one of the Kennedys crash into a tree and die?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, I don't know this story. Okay.
Okay, so Robert Kennedy Jr. is the country's most prominent anti-vaccine activist, whose own family members have disowned his anti-vaccine views.
It's Kennedy, by the way.
On the other is Shiva Ayyadurai, the self-styled, I love self-styled people, inventor of email, in quotes, because he didn't invent email, I guess.
That's a great name.
Who's running the Republican primary for the Massachusetts Senate seat. Oh, an anti-vaxxer is running for the Republican Senate seat. Does he have a great name. Does this guy have a chance to win?
How do you know it's a guy?
Shiva? Oh, Shiva. It's a girl?
I honestly have no idea if it's a man or a woman.
That was very sexist to me. I'm going to check my misogyny.
What's the name? Shiva Ayyadurai?
Shiva Ayyadurai.
Two Y's in a row. That's
two Y's, A-D-U-R-A-I.
He's a dude.
They're simmering.
Whoa! You know who he used to date?
Who?
Check your misogyny.
He used to date the nanny.
Really?
Ben Drescher?
Yes.
Wow, really? That's weird.
Yeah. They had.
So she anti.
Wait, they tweeted that they got married.
Vax too?
She must be. They're not together anymore.
I find it really interesting that there's so much vitriol for anti-vaxxers, and yet somehow Jenny McCarthy just sort of skates off. Why doesn't she get any vitriol like these people do? Because she's kind of started to shut up a little bit?
Yeah, I think that's why.
Get her boobs out more.
She started it, though. She went on Oprah blathering this stuff.
She started it.
She did.
I love that this guy.
She's never said, you know, if she came out and said, you know what, I was out of my fucking mind. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Vaccines save lives. I would say, oh, okay, that's cool. But she kind of quietly goes, well, I'm not really an anti-vaxxer. I just think they should be done on a timetable that I decide.
Yeah, well, that's
what
that's
anti-vaxxers
the move once they
say.
Accept vaccines, yeah.
Yeah, it's like they have meetings. They go, you know what? Don't say you're an anti-vaxxer. Just say that you have your own schedule for the kids.
Yeah.
Last week, and that you know more than doctors. Their simmering fight over leadership of the anti-vaccine movement spilled into court with Ayyadurai suing Kennedy for $95 million for defamation. Whoa.
Ooh.
He's been publicly feuding with Kennedy since at least January, when he claimed on Twitter that Kennedy was afraid to take a picture with him at an anti-vaccine event.
See, it really starts to seem like these guys are in it for themselves.
And tying Kennedy to Hillary Clinton, who's been dubbed in the community as the vaccine queen.
Did you know that? I did not know that. Why is she the vaccine queen?
I don't know. I guess so. In other words, he's angry because Kennedy buddies up to Hillary Clinton.
Well,
she's
trying
the vaccine queen.
They're both kind of fighting for this power position.
Oh, because he's saying he's a phony.
Yeah, so he's knocking him down.
So this is like Scientology, where you should never be around.
I'm back.
You should never associate with pro-vaccine people.
Yeah,
which is virtually everyone.
Yeah.
The clash between the two has only accelerated the coronavirus era, as Ayyadurai, who holds a PhD in biological engineering from the Massachusetts MIT.
Ooh, yeah, he's got a good degree.
And has long associated himself with fringe right-wing activists, styled himself as a this guy is always self-styled, as a coronavirus expert. His claims about coronavirus fear-mongering were cited by Fox News host Sean Hannity, while QAnon conspiracy theorists pushed for Ayyadurai to replace Dr. Anthony Fauci as the face of the country's coronavirus response.
Don't you kind of want that to happen?
That would be cool.
Or at least
we might as well have a little fun.
Just put him out there. Why not? Let Trump put him on the commission.
At the same time, Ayyadurai's clashed with other prominent anti-vax people, even as he himself argued that the coronavirus could be dealt with through vitamins. Oh, really?
Yeah, well, exercise. That's a Scientology view.
He dubbed Kennedy a member of the Kennedy-Clinton clan, Clinton spelled with a K, clan spelled with a K, portraying him as a secret ally of Gates and the 2016 presidential nominee.
Gates.
Clinton. Robert F. Kennedy shot back on April 20th, suggesting in a blog post that Ayyadurai is controlled opposition working on behalf of unnamed forces intent on dividing and undermining anti-vaccine activists, with venomous salvos. Wow, venomous salvos.
Yeah. If a salvo is not enough, this one had venom in it, yeah.
Hot name for a band, too.
Oh, that is a cool name, or at least an
venomous
album.
Salvos.
Yeah. Can't wait to fire off some venomous salvos. Kenny's blog post included a host of accusations against Ayyadari, many of them meant to tie Ayyadari himself to the Clinton family, or Gates, who's... There's nothing worse for an anti-vax person than to buddy up with Bill Gates or Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
That's as bad as it gets. Whose funding of vaccine research has turned him into a top enemy for anti-vaccine activists. Most damning of all, Kennedy claimed that Cytosolve, the company Ayyadari runs, is involved in vaccine production! With supposing damning implication that Ayyadari is secretly a supporter of vaccines! Secretly! So he just likes being labeled a kook, but privately, he's very pro-vaccine. Well, he's got a giant factory.
Pushes it out. Well, maybe that's the genius behind him. He's anti-vaccine, except for the one he creates, so he can cash in.
Shiva never mentions the fact that he's a vaccine maker, Kennedy wrote. Few charges are more serious in the anti-vax community. Yeah, I mean, what could be worse to say about an anti-vax person than they produce vaccines?
That they are in cahoots with Bill Gates because he produces vaccines too, but he has more money.
But if you're making them yourself, you couldn't. I mean, that's almost like you're undermining the whole thing. Ayyadari quickly denied that Cytosolve makes vaccines, and on May 8th, he took the fight to federal court with a lawsuit claiming that Kennedy defamed him. He defamed him! With the allegation, insisting that the allegation that he makes vaccines and other claims mentioned in Kennedy's blog post had cost him a whopping $95 million in damages.
See you in court, fuckface.
Is that a new drop?
We've had it for a while.
It's not clear how Ayyadari arrived at the figure of $95 million. Really? Which he claims he'll use to fund centers devoted to the importance of boosting the immune system. Filed a separate lawsuit against a Kennedy supporter over a related blog post. Oh, heavy stuff there.
Well, he sure as hell can't sue you for slander. The boy fights for the pink team. We all know that. The goddamn kid's queer, so.
What?
Did you make him cry?
Is that his dad?
In America, rich people, so people sue. People are lazy. People don't work. They just sue and get rich. They don't have to do anything.
You know what movie I watched last night? De Niro's voice reminded me of it. Have you seen the movie where De Niro fights Rocky?
What?
Boxes? It's De Niro's character against Sylvester Stallone's character, and they had two previous bouts when they were much, much younger.
Oh, grudge match.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's in it.
Really?
Yeah, and
no
so
way.
Is Alan Arkin.
So it's new.
I guess it's fairly new.
That sounds terrible.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, honestly.
What a piece of shit movie.
I mean, if you put Kevin Hart, because I was, honestly, I look at the, and I go, well, Kevin Hart's in it, and I'm always surprised at how much I don't dislike Kevin Hart movies.
Mm-hmm.
His movies are okay. So I thought, you know, I didn't have many choices. I mean, I've watched everything there is to
well,
watch.
You still need to watch, well, you got all these seasons of Cops, but you also need to watch Trial by Media. What do you think Grudge Match got on Rotten Tomatoes on the Tomometer?
Oh, okay, the viewers or the critics?
Both.
Critics, I'm going to say. Critics, I'll say 24. Viewers, I'll say 38.
31 and 46.
Bad. I'm pretty good at that.
You are really good at it.
On that note, let's go to look at Cops, the season that none of you can afford to buy, the season that I put all my savings into, just so we could all enjoy the most incredible show on television. Which is Cops, and the elusive season 30. Wait, you're in episode 31, Mark.
Yeah, it kept playing, so I got to go back. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
It was just been rolling. I looked up at one time, and there was a very sweaty guy. Is that one of the ones you want to watch?
Ugh.
Where he's screaming about marijuana? Is that a different one?
I don't know. It's episode 30. That's all I know.
Yeah, damn it.
We're still in 31 somehow.
Cops. Yeah, it won't let me go back.
I got to tell you, the old episodes are just so outstanding. And there's a part.
So where am I going in this episode? Like how far in?
Just go to the first one, and I think I'm pretty sure it's a car chase.
So, they've all been car chases lately.
They used it.
The fun ones are when they go to someone's piece of shit home.
Well, there's. I think that's the third one in this. I think there is a piece of shit house in this.
The episode called "Sleight of Hand." Okay.
Where are they riding along now? What cities?
I think this is in the coast-to-coast cop days when they used to bounce around. They'd be in Wichita for the first one. The second one, they'd be in Miami. And the third one, mm-hmm. which was, I thought that was their way of saying, we're only giving you the very best. We're not even stuck on one city we filmed in. We're taking the best of everything, which I appreciated.
Yeah,
as a Cops fan. Oh, that one in the preview is great, where the guy's hiding in the ceiling and he falls through the ceiling while they're there.
Sounded like the case here. Remember that one case?
That was a shit case, man.
Got fell down.
2015.
Murder! Okay, low volume.
About 8 years, and I really liked it. I got to drive the fire trucks around and, you know, got to go to emergencies and stuff like that, and it was a really cool way for me to get my foot in the door.
Get to know the cop. I love this part.
I knew throughout my entire time there that law enforcement was where my heart landed.
Oh, here we go.
We're behind Arby's division in France.
He's chasing his car through a parking lot.
He's going to go for it. Their teammates failed to yield. We're going through the back of the jack-in-the-box.
This guy has got to be hammered. I mean, he's driving like a total idiot.
Their teammates reckless through
he's
the
He's coming out of the parking lot now. There he goes past Lowe's, out onto the street. He's on the wrong side of the road.
Possible DUIs all over the road before we started. We're going to go southbound.
Some pretty sharp turns.
Borders the Lowe's.
Mark, watch this crazy turn this guy's about to make. Okay, he's going to blow a stop sign here.
Is this, like a surprise turn so the cop won't be able to turn?
No, I was surprised the cop did as well as he did because he drives across a median.
So we had a driver that failed to signal and then tried to turn in to a parking lot.
Watch this. Here we go. Oh, he's on the wrong side of the road again.
Going northbound. Oops. Addison.
Watch this. There we go. Oh,
great turn into a parking lot. But why does he want to go into a parking
lot? He lives there, I think.
In the parking lot?
Show your hands right now!
And I think he tries to run, like, right about now.
On the ground!
Well, he didn't get very far.
It took him, like, 20
seconds.
Seems
to be the officer problem.
Took him like 20 seconds to put the car in park to get out to run.
13, I got one. Matt obeying commands. He's yanking his hands away from me. Give me your hands now. You got it? Stop moving. Got it?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
We'll see his friend.
Right, roll to your side.
I'm Detective John Kimball.
Here you go.
These guys are so drunk.
Bend in like you're going to sit up. Keep going.
His pants are also below his underwear.
And come straight up for him.
What are you saying? He's sagging it.
We'll get there here in a second. Turn face car.
He's wondering where his keys are.
Relax.
Hey, who's that guy? He looks like someone.
Oh, man. Turn face car for me.
Trying to go home.
Spread your feet apart. Yeah.
Dr. Dow?
He ain't gonna make it. Back up.
Alcohol may have been a factor.
One step. There you go. You got anything in your pockets that's going to stick me, poke me, prod me?
Nope.
No? Okay. So at the moment, you're under arrest for eluding.
I have to go home.
He's got a rolling rock in his pocket.
Yeah.
What's that?
Bottle in the seat.
Go check this
I
out.
I can't understand what you're... Oh, bottle in the seat. Got it.
Third of a bottle. Big right. bottle
so there's an,
of whiskey.
So I'm going to guess that they find something else in the car.
Okay.
And I'm going to say drugs.
Liquor's drunkened me.
Okay. All I can say is get ready for when they interview his friend. Who is so bombed. I mean, he has no idea what the cop is asking him. It's kind of funny. And this guy is going to suggest that and it wasn't looting. I pulled over. It's just pretty bizarre because he drove all the way through a parking lot, like in and out and in and out. And then he was
looking
speeding.
For a spot.
He blew a stop sign and then he drove across this thing to get into his parking lot. And he's gonna act as if he wasn't looting, which is ridiculous.
About a third of whiskey left in it.
Ooh, black velvet whiskey.
He also isn't gonna know about that whiskey. He doesn't know how it got there. It's just crazy. Yeah. Here's the friend.
Hey, partner. Yeah.
He looks like Manny from Modern Family.
You're not under arrest for anything. You're just being detained until we figure this whole deal out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
it
what's
does.
The deal, man? Why'd he run?
He just ran from the police. I don't know. Honestly, me and mine, we're trying to run back home to my home.
Who's the dude driving?
That's my brother. That's my cousin.
Your cousin or your brother?
Cousin, brother, like whatever it is.
Same
cousin,
like
brother.
Same difference.
Okay, how long had you guys been drinking together tonight?
That's it, like a year.
No. You guys were drinking tonight.
That's like a year.
Tonight, though, how
that's
long?
I'm saying like a year.
a year. That doesn't make any sense.
Like, they was over there tonight, like, tonight.
Okay, where were you guys drinking tonight?
You're not getting all sober on us, are you?
From there. That's all I know.
Okay, hang tight, bud. Where is this other dude saying anything?
Such a passenger.
Wow.
Where? Which car is he in?
I don't know which car is he. I watched that past one.
Okay.
SUV.
This is where the guy says that he was not alluding.
What's up, man? So, what were you guys doing tonight?
I was going to get some food and come home.
You were going to get some food and come home? Were you guys out drinking before you started driving?
No.
You're not drunk at all? You haven't had one drink? Why are you slurring your words and reek of alcohol then?
I'm not slurring my word, bro. I'm knocked out right now. You guys threw me on the curb.
So, what was with the thing of whiskey in the driver's seat?
Is one of them adopted?
Slur.
They don't really seem to be brothers just by looking at them.
I don't even think they're cousins.
Oh, okay. They're just boys, right?
What?
Like my bro.
My guess.
You've understood me up until this point. There's a big old thing of whiskey in the driver's seat.
Really?
What? Yeah. Are you surprised?
Where's yours at?
Where's yours at? Do you mean to say where's George at?
Okay.
Yeah. He's over there. He's talking to us. So you decided to run from me? Why then?
I didn't decide to run. I pulled up at my place so I can make sure my car is good.
No.
Make sure my car is good.
So you didn't try and run at all?
He's testing it out.
So what were you thinking when you saw the red and blue lights in your rear view then? You turned around and looked at me. You pulled into the parking lot behind Petco. I saw you turn around. As soon as I hit the lights, you turned and your eyes locked directly onto my car.
I just wanted to make sure my car is good.
Okay. So you're under arrest for
that's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
As well as DUI.
What?
Yeah, you're drunk as a skunk, dude.
I'm not drunk.
Yeah, you are. Okay, so you're going to be booked into jail on those charges. Do you have any questions for me? There may be more charges pending. I haven't looked at your driver's status or any of that stuff. I don't know if you're suspended or what. But those are the two charges right at the moment that you're under arrest for.
Really?
Really?
Okay. All right, man, so here's the deal. We're going to cut you loose, okay? You're not under arrest for anything tonight?
Yeah.
On top of your head, please.
Thank you. I can't believe they're cutting this guy loose. He has no idea what he's supposed to do here. Watch this.
Probably don't hang out with people who are going to run from the police.
Yeah. He's got his hands on his head.
Go up to that apartment, all right? Steer clear of the car, please.
You walk into the car.
DUI resisting.
It's going to be a struggle to get up there, isn't it?
Do
they show him climbing up the steps?
No, I wish they did.
He's got a nice raspberry.
Okay, speed ahead to the next one, which is also a chase.
I'm not allowed to stand up for myself? I thought this was America. Huh? Is this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
This is possibly
the word slur.
Possibly the worst lie I've ever seen anyone tell on cops, which is really saying something.
Because the suspicious vehicles outside.
Okay, pause for a second. What happened is they were trying to get away from the cops. He pulled into this parking lot. It looks like a grocery store or something. There's this wall. He climbs over the wall into this wooded area, leaving behind his baby mama, who...
Every man for themselves.
Right? Baby mama's stuck with the car. And she's going to end up, she it's all about him. And she's like really ragging on him and all the focus on him. And then all of a sudden they go, at one point they'll ask her, what's the person there? And she's like, oh, that's not mine.
Oh, so it's his purse?
No, it's her purse.
Oh, it's crazy.
There's all kinds of shit in there. But listen, when they find him in the woods, his excuse is one of my favorite all-time cops excuses.
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught him.
Hey, who's in this car?
My children's father.
Your children's father, what's his name?
His name is Tyler.
Was he white or black?
White.
Okay.
White male, maybe. I don't like the tone she said to answer that question.
I don't know if he went straight west or went north or south or if he's just on the other side of this wall and I just can't get to him.
Am I really in trouble?
No. I'm doing this to keep you from going anywhere. Okay. Where were you coming from over there?
We were just riding around because he's always in trouble. And he's absconded. He's a parole.
Okay.
And he knows it's going to go bad. And so he wanted to, you know.
Come over here. Just have a seat in my car. We'll get this figured out.
Oh, my God. Is she spilling on this guy?
It's a beautiful green blob on her tit, by the way.
Yes.
But you heard him go.
Okay, they're in the woods now, right behind the wall.
Straight out that way. I heard branches and then nothing.
Police, send off the dog in your bit.
There he is.
Send the dog.
Right next to the wall. On the ground.
Coming up, Nolak. Coming up. Hands up. Do not move. I'm going to send my dog over. You will get bit.
He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
No, sir. I will not move.
Back up.
The beautiful donor.
My legs are numb, sir.
My legs are numb.
The talented donor.
Put your hands behind your back. Put your hands right back here behind your back.
Canine, as they call, I call it a dog.
He's being very polite. He's saying, okay, sir.
He just said
sleeping back here?
He was sleeping in the yard.
I don't know, huh?
He doesn't know why they came after him.
It's the Madden excuse.
Okay, pause for a second. This is my favorite part, is that he's acting really sleepy. Like, I've been sleeping in, this yard for a couple hours. You guys just woke me up. What's going on? What's this car? Who's that lady?
I mean,
this is just hilarious. Look how sleepy he's trying to act.
How much is he acting sleepy? He might just be sleepy anyway.
I don't think so. Maybe.
He's a sleepy guy.
He could have thought he was sleeping the whole time.
Big place.
Look who's up, sleepyhead.
Yeah, I gotta get in the hospital.
Christina?
Yeah.
Hi. What is going on?
I don't know. He gets on my nerves.
My nerves?
He gets on your nerves?
He always does stupid. I was with him for 10 years, you know.
Were you guys in town just to run around or hang out or what?
I was in town just to visit him to try and talk some sense into him before he got
what
shot.
What a hero.
Was that he got mangled by a dog?
What were you going to say?
She so throws him under the bus.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got to stay away from him.
Psycho.
Hey, when we turned around on him over here on Broadway, did he say anything or did he just start driving crazy?
Started driving crazy. He's been driving crazy.
Did you say anything to him? Like, what's going on? Why are you doing this?
I already knew. And he's like, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Sorry.
So do you have any property that's left in the car that we need to get for you before I give the car back to the guy that it was stolen from?
All I had was a cell phone and a cream wallet.
So the purse that's in the car, that's not your purse?
No, whose purse it is. But I probably
looked
a little tricksy
messing
with before I came up here.
Whoa.
All right. Well, sit tight for me a minute, okay?
That's right. Lock her up.
Your seat in the car. It's like it could be meth.
I'll have to test
either,
it.
They burnt it or something.
Yeah, there's meth in the purse. That's weird.
It's not hers. With her dope and her purse.
Bummer. They're testing the meth.
There it is.
This is tested positive for methamphetamine.
This thing's just full of paraphernalia.
He's got a Kansas
Park. Look at all that shit.
Oh, wow. It is. That's cool. That's a do-it-yourself crack pipe.
That's pretty cool.
So they took a medicine bottle, like a prescription bottle, put a hole in the top, and put a straw through there, and then one on the side. That's really neat.
I got to give him credit. Now, here's Sleepyhead again.
He looks crashed in the back of that car.
Somebody's got a case of the sleepies.
We found you sleeping over here in somebody's garden. What are you doing over there?
Not here, just walking.
Just walking?
Yeah. I'm tired.
He's a sleepwalker.
Okay.
I have no idea where I was at.
You didn't know where you were at?
No. Why do they have me in handcuffs?
Why do they have me in handcuffs?
You don't know why you're in handcuffs? Well, you're in handcuffs because you jumped out of a stolen car, jumped over a wall, and ran over and hid in somebody's garden.
I never did no like that, dude. I wasn't driving anything.
Okay.
And got a vehicle.
You're also a parole absconder, so you're in custody for a
I
warrant.
I didn't do this stuff.
What were you in prison for?
Drugs.
I can't remember. That's weird.
You don't remember why you went to prison? It wasn't memorable enough to stick out in your mind as being something to...
A long time ago.
How about auto theft?
What about it?
What you were in prison for.
What about it? Well, you guys want to do some auto theft?
That got to do with me being in this cop car.
Well, you got a warrant, so that's why you're in the cop car.
I mean, you know, since you guys like rushed up on me when I was asleep, and you grabbed me up, I don't even know where the f*** I'm at or what's going on. I got a warrant, you said. When did they post this out?
I don't know, partner. Right now, you're under arrest for possession of stolen property, and... I don't know if you're valid or not, but probably some traffic stuff. Travel suspended or something like that.
I was never driving anything, bro. I don't drive.
I don't drive.
Go your ass to bed!
Okay, so, Christina, with your ID and all that stuff and where I found it in the purse.
What?
Okay, I also found some methamphetamine, a lot of paraphernalia. Like a lot of paraphernalia.
It's not hers.
In the purse?
Yeah, he put it there.
So you're...
They're going to charge me with all that.
Well, whether you get charged or not, it's up to the district attorney's office. But tonight you're going to go to jail. You're in custody for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. All right?
For being at home. Wow.
For being at home. Well, not quite, honey.
Oh, boy. Wow. I wonder if he was sleeping in that yard like he said. Or if he's the guy that got out of that car and jumped over the fence.
He was probably sleeping in the car.
Let's see. What are these people?
Because then they come up on it and the car was already parked.
Yeah. No. They were right behind it. He got out of the car and jumped over the fence.
Yeah, but I mean, did they pull the car over or did they come up on the parked car?
No. They pulled the car over. The car tried to get away from them.
I got you. Okay. We went past that part.
Okay, and here's a guy, a black lady, and a black guy and a white lady on a scooter.
Yeah.
Just east of the guy. Right now I'm behind a stolen moped that's rolling down the street.
It looks like the Guinness Book of World Records, the fat twins on the bike from behind.
Does, you're right.
Just dropped it.
All she needs is the cowboy hat.
Cowboy. I kind of forgot what this one...
Hey, Corey drops home. Hey, get off. Shut off
your
bike.
Oh, yeah, just drop some drugs.
Shut off your bike, because I said so.
What kind of bike do you have?
We'll talk to you. Dang.
Jeez.
We'll talk about it in a second. He dropped a bag. Get your hands out of your pocket.
123 checking.
We're fine. We're stopped.
A weird couple.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
10-4-1 in custody at 130.
They're cuffing them both right away. What she did.
Oh, come over here.
That pocket's awful stuffed.
What's in that bag?
I didn't even know it was in my pocket.
What is it? What's that in the bag?
No, I don't.
You don't know what it is at all?
Uh-huh. It looks like my car just white powder.
Okay. It's not his.
They tossed a baggie out right there.
Well, he had a baggie in his pocket, too. There's the one on the ground.
I'm going to have you have a seat in my car just for a minute.
Why would you drive a stolen moped? With all that shit on you?
It's quicker than walking.
Took him into custody. This was located in his front left pocket.
She has paraphernalia. We'll wait for a female to search her.
Why did he drop that baggie? Because there's way more in that baggie than the other one.
Sounds good.
All right. Hey, Francis. How do you know that guy?
He's my friend of my sister's for all time.
Okay. He's your friend of your sister's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, don't give up on love, Francis!
5 years is the one.
Just curious. You know whose bike that is? You don't?
No.
Okay. Did he come pick you up at your house, or what's the deal?
Yeah, he came over there.
What did he pick you up in?
That.
The bike? Okay. So right now I'm going to test the crystal substance that was found in the male's pocket.
Is she a bigger girl?
She's pretty huge.
Because I'm just thinking of the whole moped bigger girl joke.
Yeah.
Chicks love it when you pick them up on a moped, especially if it's stolen, and you weigh like 250 pounds.
Comfortably in the 200s.
Right. Hey, Steven, to hold on to, then.
We stopped you because ran your plate and it came back stolen.
I can't believe that. I
can't hear your partner.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
He's a very low talker.
$50. Boy, I bought it.
You bought it.
Who'd you give $250 to?
To the guy who claimed it. It was his.
Do you know this guy pretty well?
Not well. I thought I did, but not well enough, I guess.
Not well enough. I also wanted to talk to you about in your left pocket when we took you into custody, found a bag.
Yeah.
And what's in that bag?
I didn't even know it was in my pocket.
What is it?
I didn't even know it was in my pocket.
Well, it's a bag of meth.
Okay. What? That's insane!
You didn't know that you had that on you?
No.
That's a pretty decent amount of meth,
that's
Stevie.
A lot of meth.
No, because I felt like her grabbing me, but I thought she was just hanging on when you bloop this, and I was like, but I wasn't really worried about that. I didn't even think nothing of it.
Okay.
Oh, she grabbed his
very well spoken and on point.
Yeah.
So she put it in his pocket. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Do you think that she put that in your pocket?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your pockets are kind of peculiar. You know, there's a zipper on them.
Yeah.
He's okay. Got a zipper in his
pocket. Your pockets zipped up or unzipped?
Unzipped.
Unzipped?
Of course.
Because both of them were zipped up.
No.
And I had to unzip them.
So she zipped it up after she put it in there.
She's like a magician.
Yeah. He's got a Popeye t-shirt, by the way.
It's really cool, huh?
It is. I like it.
You need to zip them up, so it kind of makes sense that you would zip them up, doesn't it?
No.
I disagree with that at all.
Is he like a boyfriend to you or what?
Just friend.
Okay.
For the night.
Tell me about the stop when I was behind you. Somebody tossed something.
I don't know.
You don't know? Because got fingerprint. We can get fingerprints on it. I know you guys aren't wearing gloves. Is this something you just
want to do? I would just like to see the two of you get it on.
If it's yours, it's yours. I just want to get the truth out of both of your guys' stories.
Yeah, dropped it.
You dropped it? Was it in your pocket or what?
No, it was in my bra.
It was in your bra? You just get scared.
Whoa, gross.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your friend here says that during our traffic stop, that you put some more meth in his pocket. Is that true? Did you put that? Because he had a baggie of meth in his pocket. Is that his?
That's got to be his.
It's his. You didn't put it in his pocket?
I didn't even know I had it.
Okay, you didn't even know he had the meth? Okay,
pissed.
So you're just going to go for possession of meth and drug paraphernalia. We're not going to deal with the stolen bike or anything on you, okay?
Okay.
Well, they're both low talkers.
Steve, well, we talked with her. She told us that she didn't put anything in your pocket whatsoever.
I didn't have it.
With the fact of your pants, and they have zippers, and they were all zipped up, and I had to unzip them to get the meth out of your pocket. So tonight, you're going to be booked for the possession of stolen property, because of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Can you imagine being a cop and having to unravel all this bullshit?
It'd be kind of fun.
I know, it is funny, but I mean, it's just like, oh my God, the lying is so pathetically bad.
Lie.
We're supposed to talk to Elric about the protest. Oh, breaking news.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
I received an email from Dom, who said that Righteous Rick is back live on Instagram with Aaron Carter right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Should we go live and see what they're doing?
We could do that.
I'm going to predict a 99% chance that Rick is talking. Is whatever point we jump in, he will be doing the talking.
He just wrote, too. He goes, it's getting a little boring, but here's what I could tolerate. There's a chick on there now, Aaron's girlfriend, which, by the way, there's an update to Aaron's pregnant ex-girlfriend.
Yes, he is no longer with his pregnant girlfriend. He charged her with assaulting him, but he immediately has a new girlfriend.
Yeah, and the pregnant ex-girlfriend is currently doing porn with another woman on some camera.
Talk about
there he is. He's talking. Should we call him?
See if he's talking. Who's talking?
Raw. And guess what? Ask me if I care.
Do you care,
anybody that cares, you always know what to do. But I'm going to say this. Don't
how much you want to bet? How much you want to bet his ringer's on?
Dummy.
He's got a picture. You big dummy.
That's not the current one, actually. I can't find...
It's on Aaron Carter's Instagram.
He'll be talking on whatever one he's on. He'll be talking. Trust me. Old one, new one, live one. He'll be talking.
Let me see.
Aaron Carter, by the way, is also, I notice, an ugly string of comments underneath his social media.
Apparently, I'm shocked.
He keeps offering merchandise like hoodies and stuff, which for some reason certain fans keep buying and they never get the merch. It's crazy.
Really?
Yes. Yes. And also, a number of his fans have come together to question a GoFundMe that he also had, which people gave money to. I think that was when he said he was battling.
Well, that's funny because
wanted $100,000.
Comments have been turned off.
Oh my goodness.
So let's see if
sorry to hear that. Let's
see if Rick's talking.
He'll be talking. Guarantee it.
Why can't I find it?
Well, I think the whole thing is ridiculous.
Of course it's
the biggest that I tell people is why don't you leave him alone? If you're a fan, be his fan.
So do you think his ringer's on?
Yeah, but there are a lot of people that maybe didn't get what they want.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast.
I think you need to say that again. Aaron.
Yeah.
You need to say that again. Say that again what the fuck you just said.
What did I say?
There's a lot of people that are scoring that. Say that again.
There's a lot of people.
I like how Rick's taking charge on Aaron's Instagram Live. I mean,
What did I say? I don't know what I fucking said. What is
you said there's a lot of people that are scorned that didn't get what they wanted.
Oh yeah, it's true. There's a lot of people that are scorned that didn't get what they wanted. Ex girlfriends, fans,
like all the women fans, that are that's why they.
Rick's not even looking at it.
People that pay for merchandise that they didn't get.
Let me call you back. Drew and Mike's calling me.
I'm hanging up.
Well, I have to.
Sorry, Drew and Mike. You guys missed your chance.
I'll call you right back.
No. Because.
Oh, no. I feel guilty.
Huh? They can call you later because this is
okay, well, they can call me back.
This is a big story we're talking right now.
But see, then what happens is then I can't hear you now. As soon as I get a phone call, then I can't hear you.
Well,
oh boy. Well.
I don't understand why
I think Aaron's seeking a trap door.
Hold on a minute.
Now I feel bad.
Now I feel can't bad. Hear you.
Yeah, boy. I feel really bad.
We broke it.
I don't know why it does that.
I think we better call Elric. He can investigate.
All right. Oh, I'll talk to you in a minute. Call back.
Oh. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Call
oh,
back.
No. I feel bad.
Oh, boy.
Where's the egg timer?
Can you imagine? There's a lot of people who were saved a lot of verbiage because of that phone call.
Right, look. I
was eating jalapenos during the break.
So wait, now that he kicked Rick off, I hope Rick doesn't call us. Oh, he turned comments back on.
What?
Yeah. You're no boss, you're a loser. That's the first time.
You're no what?
Boss.
Who's that directed at?
Someone press the volume up button, Rick.
Is anyone on there for Aaron and disappointed that Rick is doing so much of the talking?
Mark Rick. Rick just commented on his own thing and wrote, yo.
Okay.
Oh, I feel, I honestly do feel bad that it just, I mean, it's hilarious, but I feel bad that it booted him off.
Are there any more good comments on there?
Let's see. You speak the truth and it's hard for some to hear. Ooh. Hey, Rick, how's the FBI, okay, bruh?
There you go.
Oh, Rick's back. Should I call again? He's back on.
There you go.
No. I want to hear what they're saying.
I don't want her to get too involved because I want to protect my girl. So, like, you know.
No, I don't. Listen, I think if you're asking me my advice, I think you're doing the right thing. She doesn't need to. She could kind of say what she wants, but.
But I'm gonna take I'm gonna take over sometimes because the narrative I know how it gets twisted better than you or her. No offense.
Yeah. What in the hell are you talking about?
Someone just wrote that Melanie tattoo needs to go. That's the tattoo he has over his head.
And she's different than other women you've been around.
And Jenna Shea.
And I think.
Oh my God! No one has
any idea what they're even talking about.
Who is the female with the piercing voice?
I think that's
his Jazzerzab on there.
Wait, should I play this?
I deal with Sonics. That's what I've been doing.
This is the guy who reached out to Nick to sell Aaron's phone, and now they're friends. I know. I don't know.
Why is he the Aaron
it.
Carter wrangler?
Trudy, I don't know.
I do see Mr. ML Elric is on Zoom.
Hey, brother. Oh, wow. He doesn't know how to use it even when he's not on his own show.
Well, I do know how to use it. I just am speechless at the heroic Americans I saw today defending the Constitution.
All right. It's got to be moving. I noticed there were a lot of tears. A lot of people felt the same way you did.
There was a lot of tears, no tear gas though, so that was good. It was kind of the big shit storm that never really happened, but every other kind of storm happened, which is why we had our foul weather gear on.
Any Confederate flags today?
No Confederate flags that I saw. There were a lot of Trump flags, a lot of "Don't Tread on Me" flags. There were some American flags. We didn't count the stripes. I don't know if there were 48, but there were more than. Or the stars, I believe there are maybe all 50, but I'm not sure.
That's an improvement because the last two, everyone makes such a big deal about people said people wearing Nazi regalia and there was a Confederate flag and there was a lot of argument about whether or not there was a noose. And today, was there a noose?
Just the noose that Joe Gein and I are giving people in the Detroit Free Press. NEWS before anybody wants to start marching around.
Well, there was a noose around a Barbie doll, and I guess is that what led to the one.
Is that racist, or is that not racist because it's Barbie?
Well, it's a
white. Or is Barbie diverse?
Well, she was white. I don't know. Does that matter?
Could be really bad irony. I'm not sure.
I'm just asking because
I objected to that.
I suspect someone would call it racist, whether it was on Barbie or Beyonce.
But is that? I think you wrote that that's what led to the scuffle. There was a little scuffle. Did you write that? Or was I reading someone else's article?
No, my partner Joe got that. Basically, it sounded like a couple of people had disagreement, and somebody had an axe confiscated. Yeah. So
an axe.
I think that was the same dude, wasn't it?
It may have been. I'm not sure. I was trying to get some phone numbers for some pistol packing mamas because, you know, despite what Sean Windsor says, it's always nice to have a woman with a gun in my neighborhood.
I like, too, that you sent me a picture, and a guy had a pretty cool sign that he made vaccinate these nuts with a circle slash around a guy getting a vaccine that he hand drew.
Yeah.
I wish they would vaccinate his nuts. So there's a procreation.
Well, I'm thinking that's not any place I want to encourage anybody to put a needle, but you know, I'm not sure that I'm on the same page with a lot of these folks. This was a crowd that seemed very proud to be out with their weapons, but I didn't see any threats to the Second Amendment there. But that's fine.
Let me ask you about that because, you know, I would think based on what's been written about the last couple of protests that maybe there'd be a gathering where they'd say, you know, carrying these rifles and semi-automatics or whatever they have seems to be creating a bad optic, and people seem to be overly focused on the fact that there's all these guns, people are threatened by them. Why don't we just focus on the fact that the state is shut down, and because that's what we're really trying to change. But it seems that that meeting never happened. So I guess my question is, why do they bring the guns, and what is that supposed to add to the fray?
Well, one of the things that you've put us on here is that it's really not always just about the executive orders. There are people there with anti-abortion signs. There are people there who say don't vaccinate. There are people there who say don't listen to the Drew and Mike podcast. Obviously, what? Those people are insane. Yeah. Or maybe not. But this is a gathering, and really what everybody has in common isn't necessarily the executive order. It's that they don't trust government and that they see a conspiracy everywhere. And so you basically have a lot of people who, for one reason or another, feel that they're endangered, they're somehow marginalized, and they come together. And so it almost has like a Adam's Family picnic atmosphere there, where it's very convivial. People are glad to see each other. People are bringing their kids. There's a feeling of, you know, hey, look, we're exercising our rights. And, of course, one of those rights is the right to bear arms. So I don't know that a lot of those guys I saw, there were some guys wearing helmets and stuff like this. I don't know if those are the same helmets they wore on the bus to school. But, I mean, they seem to be sending a message that I can do this, so I'm going to do this. And, oh, yeah, I guess the state's shut down anyways. That sucks, too.
You said that in the article on Freep.com that most people did not have masks on, but the first two speakers did. Who were these speakers, and where do these people come from?
Where do people get the time to make these signs?
Yeah. So this is a fairly new group. I think it's Michigan's United for Liberty. .com, something like that, but they're trying to. Oh, thank you very much. It's yes.
Wait, you've got an assistant. You have an assistant.
Yeah, they just handed him a card.
Yeah. This isn't like Fox 2. We're fully staffed up. We got at least two reporters on every story.
I don't have a personal assistant. That's amazing.
Well, you kind of do.
No, I'm the junior partner here. I'm working with a more senior reporter, Joe Guillen here, who's actually got most of the good stuff. I was just talking to people with guns, trying to make sure we're cool.
Is that Ozzy's brother?
And I also mentioned a couple of these guys. I said, if you really like hanging around with people with guns, what are you doing in Lansing? Come to Detroit. You'll fit right in.
You know, I'm not ready to leave the guns just yet because I saw the first one, which I don't think there was many. Were there less guns at the first one?
You mean the Operation Gridlock where most people stayed in the car? No, there were very few guns there.
Okay. The second one, of course, it seemed like everybody had a gun. Yeah. There were just a lot of guns. It was very threatening. And some of the lawmakers were wearing bulletproof vests, and they're in a gallery where they're actually sitting there with their weapons watching them debate topics below them. I mean, I can't imagine why in any world you would want to allow this in a state capitol, especially when people are protesting because they're angry about something. And I'm not saying they're going there to shoot people. They haven't done that, and they probably, I hope they won't. But the point is, most, virtually all state capitals do not allow open carry in the state capitol building. So after this, after the last protest, I would have thought it would have been very simple to say, okay, this is a really bad idea. Let's put a stop to this right now. But naturally, it's not that simple. It has to be argued about. And there are people in our state legislature who apparently support this carrying guns into the state capitol. It just seems like a horrible idea. There's a million places we don't allow guns. The post office, federal buildings, most state buildings. So why would anyone want to fight for this in the state legislature?
Boy, am I glad we're remote right now, because you just turned your house into a big bullseye, my friend. But good luck with that. You may want to have that basement fortified. But
honestly, are there, is this something most people support? These people, the right to carry a gun as they watch legislatures down the legislature down below? Is that something most people want?
No. I mean, this is such an obviously bad PR move that cement heads like Sean Hannity have said, what are we doing? You know, I defend the Second Amendment. In fact, I think Sean Hannity.
Oh, you better fortify your house now that you're coming down on Sean Hannity.
And he says it's a bad idea.
Did you talk to any of the Michigan State Police that were actually working and on duty?
I know, but there were a ton of them. They're riding bikes. They're walking around. Everybody seemed to be getting along pretty well. It didn't seem like there was any tension whatsoever. And I think, you know, a lot of cops are very pro Second Amendment too. They're not many of them are pro machine gun crazy, but I suspect there were a lot of boys in blue who were quite sympathetic to the protesters. But this time they didn't have to hold anybody back. Well, and I mean, social distancing was not being observed. I'll tell you that.
See, I'm sympathetic. I'm sympathetic to the protesters too, for a different reason. That I think that discussing the shutdown and opening up the state is something that deserves more time. And I can understand why people. I can understand people on both sides, honestly. So I think they deserve to be heard. But unfortunately, they're not being heard. In fact, they're being told that we're going to have to close the state even longer because you guys didn't socially distance at the protest. Which, you know, I really don't believe that's a real thing. But she says that, and it seems to me it's so easy for Gretchen Whitmer, who wants to keep the state shut down till the 28th at least, it's so easy for her to dismiss them as, oh, they have nooses, they've got Confederate flags, and you know, it's a, and they're not socially distancing. I mean, it seems to me the marketing of the whole thing, the look that they create is so, does not help their cause at all.
Well, I mean, there are some people who say, amen, here's proud Americans exercising their rights. Finally, we don't have to hide. We can do this open with like-minded people. And that's one point of view. I happen to think it's probably a minority point of view. By the way, that would be the only minority I saw today. This was white guys, a-rama. Mm. But see, Joe, I'm saying,
bye, Joe.
The issue is,
when's the new system coming in?
The long game or not? And at one point, the NRA was established to try and bring gun control around and to try and teach people how to be responsible gun owners. Now their position is, if you want to do anything to limit gun control, you can go straight to hell. And by the way, we're going to spend $200 million on expenses for our president. So they got a few issues they got to work out there. But
oh, yeah.
And now there's a bullet on me, bullseye on me. So
are people fighting? Are people fighting in these other state capitals to have open carry in those state capitals? I mean, this seems so. You can't carry signs in the Capitol. You can't have a sign, but you can have a gun. Isn't that true?
So if you want me to tell you that it makes sense, you're asking the wrong guy.
Oh, okay.
Because right here is the only weapons I need. These are registered in every state in the union.
Law and order. Yeah, your hands.
No, I didn't realize this was so controversial on both sides. I can't believe it's controversial to say no guns in the state capitol building, and I can't. And it seems to me it is controversial to have them. There's a lot of people that really upsets because it just has a look about it, and it seems like an area where it wouldn't matter. Why would you need a gun in the state capitol building? There's cops all over the place.
They want our guns.
So I don't know if you heard the guest we had on Soul of Detroit this week. He was the guy who was screaming into the chamber right by the two state troopers. But his thing was, I don't like cops. So this notion of I trust the police or the police will look after me. There's a lot of these people. One of the really big themes that came out is anything you hear from government is not to be believed, that it's all a conspiracy. In fact, one woman said that that fetal tissue is being injected into people. So after the organizers bailed out because it was getting a little too rainy, then the tinfoil hats took over the steps of the Capitol, and there was quite a few interesting theories promulgated. But there's a lot of people who say the police, they're the stormtroopers. These are just, they're tools of the tyrants. Well, no, this is the guard of the tyranny.
How many people were out there, do you think, at the most?
Well, there's one more than should have been. I'd like to be in my dry ass home, but I'd say there were probably a few hundred. State police estimated 250. I would guess at least 30 or 40 of those were reporters and photographers. But who weren't
socially distancing, I heard?
It's tough. Everybody's nutting up on you no matter where you go. I mean, it's...
You did write that there were counter protesters there. How many counter protesters were there, and what were they saying?
And were they social distancing?
When we first got there, there was a guy walking around. He had like a box that he had clearly broken down. It wasn't quite a pizza box, but it was about that that size. And he had written on one side, you know, I support the governor. On the other side, he said, dump Trump. And then there was some Schmendrick who was giving him a hard time. I'm like, why are you giving this guy a hard time? There's 100 of you, and there's just this one hippie. Just let him go. And then he disappeared. And then later on, there were some people who were standing up by the Capitol steps who wouldn't identify themselves. They were there to support the governor. I kind of wonder whether they were there by assignment, maybe from a political group.
From George Soros?
Or something. Oh, George. George, he's the one who pulls all the strings.
Yeah, he's the boogeyman.
It's George Soros on the one side, the Koch brothers on the other.
Yeah.
That's right. The only difference is the Koch brothers didn't live through the Holocaust, so which didn't happen, by the way. So let's move on.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so don't get me started with the conspiracy people. You know, having covered government for 25 years, these guys can't do what they say they're supposed to do or they're going to do. So you think they're going to be able to do some deep state shit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, you want anarchy, turn it over to the deep state. But,
stupid government.
Yeah, there were a few counter protesters, but one of the counter protesters we talked to had a really good point, and this occurred to me myself as I'm talking to all these people who don't have masks on and who are hugging and doing all this other stuff, that the counter protesters have decided they're going to get sick, that these are the people who are most likely to spread the disease. And I do think there's something to this notion that people who act like this are going to prolong these stay-at-home measures, because if you could contact trace everybody who was there, I would bet you the incident of people who have gotten the virus, maybe not sick, but have gotten the virus, is much higher in the circles they travel in than the circles of the people who are wearing masks and using hand sanitizer and washing their hands and spending more time at home than rubbernecking on the state house lawn with a bunch of guys with guns and honking horns.
While you're up there, why don't you go get your hair cut at the at Carl's Barbershop in Owosso? It can't be too far away. I know you've been dying to get your hair cut.
No, I've decided I've gotten to a point now where it's grown out, and now I'm going for the Tucker Carlson. I think I can pull it off.
He needs a haircut, looking all homeless and stuff.
But there were people here who said one of the reasons they felt it was important to be here is because they were really pissed off about what happened to that barber in Owosso where they pulled his license. Because again, these are people who rightly or wrongly feel persecuted. And so when they see a little guy like that, a sweet little old man who just wants to give you a shave and a haircut for two bits, get crushed by big, bad state of Michigan, they're ready to roll, man. This is, This is 1984. Here we are.
Well, when you look at Carl, the barber, and then you think about...
Where's the Hey Carl drop?
churches are allowed to convene, and we know people bunch up in church, whether they're walking in the door, whether they're leaving at the end. I don't know how the social distancing of the church services I've seen where people are saying, hey, this is bullshit. Well, I don't say bullshit because it's church. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we insist on gathering our people. There are always a lot of people bunched up. When you think about the GM, Ford, and, you know, the big three plants that are open, those people are, you know, they're around other people. It's certainly a lot more than a barber who cuts hair for 12 or 14 or 15 people in a day. I mean, it does seem silly.
Carl, good to see you.
But the larger problem for me is when you look at our shutdown, and I looked at the graphs again yesterday. I hadn't looked at it in a couple weeks, but when it first started, it was like, we're about a week behind Italy, and we're a week behind this country, and we're a few days behind this country. And now they're all way ahead of us. Their curves are going down. And ours is going down, but a lot less and a lot slower. And we've got these big leap days. I mean, there are parts where ours actually starts going up again. And so I think we did a really shitty job of staying at home.
Talking to a guy who's in Lansing. So, yeah, I've not done a good job of staying at home at all. Today was a particularly bad day in that regard.
But
I've also seen in Europe where they're starting to have some flare-ups, and Germany is starting to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe we need to dial back a little bit.
Well, I'm not talking about reopening necessarily. I'm just saying our shutdown was not well done. We didn't really shut down as well as I think we should have if you look at the curves.
Is that the fault of the government or is that the fault of the constituents?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. I think in this country, it's hard to tell anyone what to do, which is...
Well, yeah, because they won't do it.
Yeah, well, especially, though, when they don't act with some sort of competence or project like an air of, hey, I know what I'm doing. We should do these things. Then people don't have any reason to follow what they're doing because it looks chaotic to them.
But also we have this is really two countries. There's one group that is on this side of things and one group is on the other side. And rarely do we meet in the middle to do any kind of compromising. I mean, it's just the divisiveness is just horrific. And if you told me that a pandemic would become political, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but I guess I'm surprised at how political it's become. I mean, it's just insane. Yeah. I mean, it's very obvious. There's certain things we just have to do that would make things better. Even if they're, you know, like after 9/11, when we had to be searched at the airport and take our shoes off and all that. And nobody liked doing it, but we all did it because, well, a few people were real assholes about it, but for the most part, people went along with it. This seems different.
If they wanted to fly.
Yeah. Right. Well, and also a lot of people said,
if you didn't, they could but they could search you and then.
A lot of people too said, I don't like it at all, but I understand it.
Yeah.
And now I don't think you have quite even that. Of course, it's not 9/11. It's a pandemic. It's a little different. But I would think, for example, today at that event that people would have made an effort to socially distance. But I think they intentionally really don't. It's just like this whole thing is bullshit.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to see the invisible enemy.
Well, and they don't believe it. You know, there's websites out there. Chinese Cash was on our show.
Chinese Democrats.
He said he's seen studies where the virus is so many microns and a mask will only filter out. So
watch YouTube, guys.
But the other thing is, so one of the reasons why this has become so political, and I try and be apolitical, but because one side has tried to politicize it, because one party has said, we are going to make this, we're going to try and get our way by saying the other side only wants to do this because there's a political advantage in it. And I'll let the listeners decide who that is, but I'll suggest that some of the complete despicable people who make millions of dollars a year spouting lies at night on the Fox News Network may be largely responsible for this sense that we can't all be on one side. I mean, this is a common enemy. We are all vulnerable to this. And why we can't all pull together on this is simply because they're worried that they're going to lose their sweet little position and their little pipeline to the corridors of power And by the time the history of this is written, I think there are going to be people who we can say fairly have blood on their hands. And they have blood on their hands because they want to have money in their pockets. And I hope I'm one of the people who's there at the trial to say, you're the first against the wall because the revolution's here, bitches.
I think a lot of people would disagree with you only because...
Well, they're the next against the wall.
They would see...
A big wall. We built it. And you're going to pay for it.
I can tell you, me for one, and I'm not really... I refuse to say, I'm right about this. You're wrong about this. Because I think there's so much that's gray. So I really hate it when anybody says, you know, this is nothing to be afraid of. Or this is, you know, it's going to kill all of us. And there's a lot of stuff that also goes along with those two sides. But a lot of people are really concerned about the economy and about the unemployment and the joblessness and the health effects that that has too, and feel that that's not being taken into account. So I don't think it's all political. I think a lot of it is people that just disagree.
Don't you think it is being taken into account?
To a degree, yeah, but it's not. Most of the discussion, if you watch TV news, most of the discussion is about the virus and it killing people. And the story that I notice is getting a lot of play right now, and I'm sure it is panicking people, is these kids with the immunological issues, which they think is COVID-related. 180 children, I think it is, 180 was the number today. Three have died, which is three too many. Nobody wants any kids to die. But this was centered around the conversation about going back to school or not, which Fauci is against sending kids to school. Kids are the lowest. They are the least at risk. And I go back to...
Now we don't know.
But they're carriers. They'll bring it to us.
Yeah.
No,
they'll kill grandma.
Believe me, I understand that. But there is a cost... Well, I don't want to get into all this, but the cost to saving lives is, you know, that's a public health thing, and it's been completely ignored.
Somebody, please, think of the children.
Never heard it even brought up on television.
On television,
the cost of lives saved. When they say,
but you know that is being talked about, but no politician, no matter what side you're on, is going to say stuff like that because it involves people dying, and there'll be that one anecdotal story. Or
it's a public health policy, though. I mean, honestly, they do it all the time. They do it.
I know that.
The auto companies do it when they have a recall. They go, this will kill this many people. It'll cost that much. But we're not going to have a recall because we'd rather pay this amount than that amount.
Right. Yeah.
No, this is
actuaries. But they do it all the time.
Yeah, but they don't work for us.
This is acceptable losses. And this is what the insurance companies, while they'll fight you on your cancer treatment for 6 months because they know you'll eventually win. But by the end of 6 months, you'll be dead. So they don't have to pay for it.
It's not
all those things people don't want to talk about. But here's where it's ridiculous. Everybody agrees, almost everybody, that we have to have testing to go back. If you want to go back, everybody has to be tested. But where are the damn tests? You know what? Why aren't we nationalizing the testing? And there have been studies that have said we're going to spend $3 trillion to get people supported, but we could spend a couple $100 billion to get all the tests that we need. Well, I'm not great with money, but on a cost-benefit analysis, test every mother scratcher you can for a couple $100 billion, save the next $3 trillion that you're going to give everybody and not make them any healthier. So why are we not, as a nation, going full bore towards testing? Because the people in Washington can't get their shit together to get us the tests and to get them out to the states. Instead, they have the states fighting each other, bidding against each other to buy tests from China, who may have started this whole mess. The ludicrousness of this, I can barely even conceive of, but get tested. That's it. We need to test people, and then we need to retest people, and then we can all open.
And trace
them. We're not doing anything to make that happen.
Honestly, I really don't feel like we're a very nimble country. We just aren't.
Well, we never have been. But part of that's the makeup of, you know, federal versus state.
Right. And you know what? You'll see stuff going on at some of these companies that have to keep, like Amazon, for example, who is going to be doing testing. I mean, did you see the whole thing in 60 Minutes about how they're going to test people? Yeah. Uh-huh. It was like, wow, why can't we all do that?
It costs money.
Yeah, it does cost money. But the problem is, you know, how long can we shut down before we create an economic cratering. I mean, this is really, it's getting insane. And I think that's why a lot of people are getting so impatient, because especially people that own businesses. I think it's hard for people who work for a living to say, oh my God, what's that guy going to do? He's, you know, Portnoy, I thought, had a decent, I don't know how much, it was supposedly a viral video, but I never really saw how many people watched it. And I'm not a Dave Portnoy fan. In fact, I really don't like him at all. But he was saying,
you went to Michigan.
It's been, yeah, I know. He was saying, you know, we were told that the curve is going to flatten and then, you know, here we go. But we're just supposed to keep, if we're going to keep waiting for this country to get its shit together, we're going to be waiting forever. Because
I think his main point was they gave us, you know, they told us you have to flatten the curve, flatten the curve, flatten the curve, and then we will go back to normal. And then, you know, fast forward, you know, to today, and now they're saying we need a cure before we open things. And so I guess his big beef is the communication.
Oh, yeah, I think he was referring to LA. I think he was referring to LA County, because LA County did refer, you know, they're pushing it back 3 months. And there was conversation about how, you know, until there's a cure, we're going to have to, you know, blank, blank, blank. Gavin Newsom, on the other hand, who's a very liberal guy in a liberal state, is pushing to open things up. And I know, I think he was on Elon Musk's side in terms of Tesla. Mm-hmm. Because California now has a $60 billion deficit. Now they had a $15 billion surplus, and their deficit is just getting every day. Nobody's working; it just goes up, 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 up.
Yeah.
So you know, it's such a debacle on so many levels, and it's frustrating to me to think all those days people were screaming for masks.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, this is America. We not only have the ability to make or do anything, and when you think of all the plants that had to be converted during World War II or before World War II, to, you know, because our Air Force was depleted completely, they had to just really tune it up. But to make a few fucking masks, it's like that was going on for 2 weeks. We didn't need masks. We need masks. And then, you know, I never could quite understand what was going on. And then in the end, I heard that, oh well, China does all that, and so you know. They were hoarding them, or you know, they were giving them. So,
well, Trump,
we can't make our own masks.
President Trump today was at a PPE factory, you know, that makes a bunch of masks.
Did he wear a mask?
He did not.
I'm sure he did.
Not only did he not wear a mask, but he didn't socially distance either. Which, you know, he'll never wear a mask because he said he was never going to wear a mask, and he can never.
He gets tested every day, though.
Okay. But it, yeah, but the point is it sends
his constituents,
sends the wrong message. Yeah,
right. Good point. I just feel like they're so disorganized, and that's what caused all of this, because no one had one message. Nobody established themselves as a leader to follow, and so everybody does their own thing, and then it's just chaos.
Isn't that what the federal government should be doing when there's a problem?
That's what they should be doing in the case of emergency.
Organize everything.
Well, there's no.
The other thing is, if you have one customer, you can control prices. If you have 50 customers, you have utter chaos, where the people who actually get what they're paying for are paying top dollar. The other thing is, we now have auto plants who have come out of mothballs to make ventilators in like a month's time.
It's amazing.
Pretty impressive. It's okay. It's not a B-52 bomber, but pretty impressive. You're telling me we can't get companies to make what's basically a fancy piece of Kleenex with a couple rubber bands on it?
I couldn't believe it. I just could not believe how many days in a row I'm watching, because that was when I watched the press conference every day. And until I went completely out of my mind, I would watch and I go, you know, Cuomo, every day, we don't have enough masks. We don't have enough masks. And then you'd see somebody in Oklahoma say, we don't have enough masks. In Washington, same thing over and over and over. And I just was like, this is like Katrina when, oh, we didn't know people were at the Superdome. And oh, holy shit, we don't watch CNN at the White House or, you know, wherever. And today, Dr. Bright.
Well, remember that the guy that sent us the message about, you know, his wife works for the medical facility that makes FDA certified masks that they've been doing? They couldn't get the material. Years ago, most of the mills that make the material were closed because of price wars with China. We literally have no cloth here, and everyone's fighting over what little material there is around. So, I mean, there's that issue too, because they can't get the materials to make the masks.
Now, did you see Dr. Bright today?
No.
He's the whistleblower.
The disgruntled employee?
Yes. Very disgruntled.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was screaming for masks in January. Well, who is he screaming to, and why didn't they do anything? I mean, you can't tell me that.
Well, there is the rub. I don't know. Who was he screaming to?
Whose job? Is it the president's job to make sure we have enough masks? I mean, ultimately it is. But, I'm just saying, who was he screaming to?
Emergency management's job.
Who was he screaming to, and why weren't they doing anything?
Didn't he work for HHS, Health and Human Services?
Yes, he did.
Once again, that falls to Azar.
I know.
Listen, this shit is not complicated, okay? It's been months now. We need every friggin' mask you can get. You want to build some ventilators, get cracking. But if you get the masks, you probably don't need as many ventilators. And you know what the test kits can consist of?
We have all the ventilators we need. We have more ventilators than we need.
Well, okay, let's shift to the test kits. Because you know what the test kits are? It's a big-ass Q-tip that you stick in some goo. You can't make a billion of those in a night. I could make 100,000 of those in the next 3 minutes.
Well, you know, today I was reading.
Timely, okay? Yeah. Not today, complicated.
I don't know how much you guys have read about making a vaccine for every person in the country. Apparently, that is just an overwhelming task, and that's what they're saying.
We'll see.
I mean, manufacturers and vaccine makers themselves are saying, it's going to take a Herculean effort to make a vaccine for every person in this country. But
yeah, no, I mean, they're ramping it up right now. Full disclosure, as an investor in Moderna, but following it closely.
I hope so.
What helps you when?
Because then there's a third of the country that won't take a vaccine, of course.
If you can figure out who's sick and isolate them, you're better off.
Yeah, that's true. Well, spoken like a true COVID-19 survivor.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying. And there's a guy from University of Michigan, actually, the other day. And I can't remember if he's a virologist.
Leaders the best, yeah.
But he had a whole plan about how, look, get the seniors and take care of them. Get the people who are compromised, that have whatever it is, diabetes, respiratory issues, and separate them. Let the other people get out there, order a shit ton of whatever the drug is, you know, the
Remdesivir,
yeah. And I mean, it was like a 10-point plan. It was like, it seems fairly simple to me. But
here's the other big rub is still the total unknown. And like you said, we clearly don't know how it does affect children, be it three kids or whatever the number ends up becoming. We don't know which health problem is worsely affected by it. Is it diabetes? Is it old people? Is it being overweight?
Err on the side of...
Well, no one's working, because everybody in America seems to have one of those things.
Well, when they were originally finding this this issue with kids, they were compromised. All those kids were compromised. I mean, it wasn't like an unknown. They were compromised either in terms they were extremely overweight, or they had, you know, long-term issues, or, you know, had issues as a small child.
This is terrible. By the way, there's one kid who had it and survived, and he's fine. I don't want to say his name because I feel bad picking on this kid, but he certainly sounds like a coronavirus know-it-all now. He's been on every news channel. Do you know who I'm talking about? Have you seen
yes,
him?
I do.
Is he the David Hogg of coronavirus?
Kind of.
Yeah. And he's always sitting next to his dad, and his dad's just like, well, look how smart my kid is, because he had it.
There's another.
He's using incredibly overly descriptive words in my mind.
There's also a mom of one of the kids who had this this immunization thing that was, you know, so horrible, and this kid was extremely sick, and his heart stopped at one point. And she is, you know, and I understand she's hysterical. It was her child, and when her child's heart stopped, but I saw her, you know, here, there. I'm like, every fucking parent is just losing their shit watching this. I mean, it's the fear and the panic level is just, I mean, and I understand you should be concerned, but there are things you can learn and know to reduce your risk or eliminate people from risk. And, you know, with the senior citizens and the nursing homes and whatnot, we've done a horse shit job, and the prisons too. I mean, we just let these people out with coronavirus. I don't know. ML, did you see the story? You guys did the story on... what's his name? Brandon Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy that, you know, fleeing and eluding police. He went on probation. Then he tried to rape someone, but he couldn't get it up, but he sexually assaulted her. He went to prison for that. It was a pretty violent attack. 2 months after he got out of prison, he shot a girlfriend and a boyfriend in the head, murdering her, and he's in some terrible medical status. Anyway, he was awaiting trial, and they put him on home confinement on a tether.
Cool.
I'm against that.
Yeah.
But who isn't?
Listen to how complicated we're making prisoners. This. It's mainly because some people just by their nature want to be a pain in the balls. Wear a mask, wash your hands, leave some space. The city of Detroit, if we can believe them, is bringing back a lot of employees and testing them. And what they're finding is their employees who are following the rules have a much lower rate of infection. They're able to monitor them. They take their temperature. They give them a test. They put them to work. They give them the proper equipment. And that's how we're going to do it. But this stuff of, well, I don't have to wear a mask or, you know, why should I stand over here? Or it's the Chinese this, it's the Spanish this.
Yeah.
You know, so listen, here's the thing. If I'm wrong, you don't have to wear a mask. What have you lost? Nothing.
That's exactly what I say.
You may have killed somebody. So put on your damn mask, wash your hands, and get the hell away from me.
I do get emails telling me to shut up about wearing masks because I don't, you know, I never wanted to wear a mask. I'm the last person who likes to follow rules, but it's so easy. Once you do it, it's like, it's no big fucking deal.
I don't know,
deal.
Man.
So,
I went to Costco today. Ooh, that mask got hot after a while.
Were most people wearing masks? Oh, they have to wear masks.
They have to, yeah.
Were there protesters in front of Costco?
No, and I'm joking. It was not that hard to wear a mask for the hour I was in Costco.
Look at all the stories on people going apeshit. Because someone tells them in a store that you can't shop here without a mask. And why do these people go completely fucking nuts? Why don't they just leave and go somewhere they don't have to wear a mask?
So Stone Cold Steve Austin put a picture on his Instagram with him wearing a homemade mask that someone made him, like University of Alabama.
Hero.
Yeah, and some people didn't like it, and the guy wrote, the mask goes against your reputation. Stay strong. Be a rebel. Do not conform.
Well, he's going to be stone cold on a slab.
So he just wrote back to the guy. He just wrote, "Shut up, dude," which kind of seems on brand for Stone Cold.
I tell you, it's
the other thing about masks. Even if we weren't in this crazy pandemic world, I interview a lot of people and I get up close on a lot of people. Some of these dudes should have been wearing some mask or chewing some gum or doing something Altoid. I mean, I'm all for masks forever because I've had more nose hairs fall out just from spokespeople who are smoking, drinking coffee, eating dog shit. I don't know what they're doing, but I just mask up, folks, because you're killing me.
Well, you know, if there's a 2% chance that it will help you stay alive or help you avoid a serious illness, I don't know why, you know, just it's not like you're going to have to wear one forever. It might be a while, but I mean, I don't know. It seems so much easier than it is, and we do have...
Orthodontists are against...
We do have too many voices... Too many people talking. God, there's just a few easy, simple messages. If they just could fight through all the bullshit. But it seems to be asking too much these days. Anyway, we should probably wrap up because we're...
we never got into the story about the guy with the big dong, the meme guy. We'll save that for tomorrow.
Oh, Wood.
Yeah, Wood.
Don't talk about me when I'm not here.
ML, thank you for braving that protest today.
Yes. Thank you for popping into Zoom, too, and not with porn like some people do.
And we'll encourage people to watch the or listen to the Soul of Detroit with that guy that was screaming at the state troopers.
Brian, yeah. Was Brian up there, ML? Did you see him at all?
I did not see him. But I drove by New Hudson on my way up here. It's maybe about an hour from Lansing, so I kind of thought I would see him. But, you know, if you listen to the show, and I know people have drawn some conclusions from the still photo they saw, whether you agree with his political views or not, seemed like a fairly reasonable guy. I'm not sure that I always follow his logic, but I think, you know, one of the things we really need to keep in mind these days is that there's no reason to draw conclusions about people. There's no reasons to want to be mad at people for no reason whatsoever. It's just, we're all getting played. We're getting played by people who want something we have, and we have to just use our common sense and stop being manipulated by people who just want to be in power, because that they get the power from us and we're giving it away for nothing. That's a mistake.
Whoa. And they'll continue to... God, I can't believe we have an election that's so close. I am so dreading this election. Oh, because that's going to really... When will that ramp up to all hell? Because believe me, as we get within a 3 months, 10 weeks, isn't it going to become, isn't the usual insanity going to take place? Or is COVID going to destroy it?
Here's the interesting thing. Are they going to really try to have a convention?
I doubt it. I don't see how they could.
I don't see how they can do that either. Are they on?
But then again, they were Trump and Biden were both speaking to stadiums full of people in early March.
And you know there's going to be debates.
Yeah.
So.
And we'll see. All right. Thanks, ML.
Good seeing you, buddy.
We'll see you, man. Awesome.
Bye.
Bye.
He looks very forlorn. I think he's bummed he had to be out there today.
Bye, ML.
Take care. See you on Facebook. See you on iTunes.
All righty.
All right, brother.
Okay, you want to hit the outro and we'll skedaddle, and I will tell people to like us on Facebook, rate us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes, and rate The Soul of Detroit on iTunes.
Please do, yeah.
Rate to Charlie LaDuff and No BS News on iTunes. Rate No Filter Sports on iTunes. And all those shows, you know, are Charlie and ML, do they have the portals for Amazon also, or is that just us?
They don't, no.
Okay, then I put everything in our portal. Yeah.
Thanks for making more work for me now.
Yeah. And Do you ever determine if that someone spending $7,000 a month is able to actually get into the portal?
Yeah, they should be able to.
Okay, because I forwarded it to you Brandon.
I haven't had a chance to get back to him yet.
Converse with her?
I will.
Okay. I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there. There's some other people who do buying for their companies who've dumped a nice chunk of change in there.
Just hit the link. We put it in the page link yesterday, but it's a link on the website, and then all it will do is open your Amazon and assign a cookie to it. If you're one of those weirdos that has to privately browse because you do so much porn viewing, it won't work. So in an incognito window, it won't work.
Yes.
Or a private window. It won't work.
And all the shows do have donation bars if you want to give $5 a month or a one-time thing. I tell you, the cheap $5 people a month are great because you can know how much you can count on every month. These revenue streams do matter now. And thanks to our advertisers.
Nobody understands it.
We'll see you Monday.